This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. It's a hot, humid night here at Fort Loramie, and we may very well have the best D5, D7 game in the state of Ohio tonight and maybe all year long. Should be a fantastic contest between a loaded Versailles Tigers team coming off a 42-0 win against Salina and Fort Loramie, the victors last week at Minster by a score of 40-7. Should be a dynamite contest. Spencer Wells, fourth year head coach at Fort Loramie, will have Damon Mesher tonight. He was injured early third quarter last week. He was doubtful midweek this past week. No serious damage to the shoulder. I'm sure he'll get used, maybe as needed, sparingly, certain situations. But we will see Damon Mesher tonight, Chuck, I do believe, in Fort Loramie's offensive backfield. He is a weapon.
Well, he is a quick strike, and he is a potential touchdown every time he touches the ball wherever he is. They've got two really good running backs to go with him, but he is a senior, and he's a leader on the team, and he catches the ball out of the backfield well. He's just an all-around heck of a football player.
Yeah, those two additional backs, Ethan Kaiser, Jacob Sherman, the quarterback, Caleb Maurer, just a junior, did not play, but a little bit at the quarterback spot the last couple years at the varsity level. It looks like a senior already. It looks like late in his senior year, at least based on last week's performance. And Logan Eilerman, a beast at wide receiver. He ruled the game last week.
Well, I didn't understand, and I was a basketball coach, but I didn't understand why Minster allowed him to be single covered, playing him 10 yards off the line of scrimmage, and they just threw the out pattern, the out pattern, and the out pattern, and they just moved it down the field that way. And as soon as they would go out there and spread out a little bit with the offense, they'd run it right. They ran everything right up the middle and had a great offense, very balanced offense last week.
Offensive line for the Redskins, virtually brand new, only two returning starters, offense and defense for Fort Loramie, but it's a team with a lot of talent, juniors and seniors, who couldn't get on the field a whole lot last year because they were playing behind
right.
Experienced, superb seniors.
Well, they played against them in practice, and you get better in practice. You don't get better in the game. So I think that was a key for them just to build during the season last year to be ready to step out here and play.
Versailles Tigers clobbered Salina. It's a team coached by Ryan Jones, his third year. Comes from Troy Christian. He's got a fantastic team. I'm not going to go out on a limb so far, Chuck, to say this is the Tigers' best team since Al Hetrick, who finished up in 05, 38 years, six state championships. We're going to find out over the next several weeks how good this Versailles team is tonight. Marion Local, the opponent next week. But it's a team staffed with seniors, 12th graders, who went 5-3 a year ago, 6-3 if you count the cancellation in the playoffs against Preble Shawnee. Versailles lost handily to New Bremen, played close games to Marion Local, losing in overtime a year ago, 3-point loss in the tournament against Roger Bacon. Versailles was really better than 5-3, and it could very well go 9-1, maybe even 10-0 this year. A few weeks down the road, we'll know for sure. But, man alive, you've got a quarterback who is extremely versatile in Carson Bay, 5'10", 175, a senior. Landon Henry, 6 feet, 185, running back, also a 12th grader, mighty slippery. Speed to burn in Jack Osborne, a running back, 5'11", senior. Eli McEldowney can catch it and go as a wideout. He can burn you quickly. And it's a huge offensive line,
yeah,
led by 6'4", 300-pounder Taron Tayo. Need I say more about Versailles? Physically, this team is stacked.
Well, I'm looking out there, and they're down at the far end, and they're just running through their plays. And I'm looking at the line on both sides. The defensive line is the second string, and they're huge. I'm sure that some of them play both ways. So yeah, they're going to Loramie is going to have to really protect because Versailles wants to run the ball.
Oh, yeah.
And they want to run it, and then they're going to run it, and then they want to run it. And they will burn you with a play action if you put too many people in the box. They're a well-rounded football team.
These two teams have got athletes very capable of making defenders miss. A lot of speed on the field tonight. That should be an outstanding game. From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Well, the quality building components for these two teams tonight are just what we have been talking about. The offensive lines, they'll go a long way to deciding the outcome of this game. Versailles wants to pound it, as Chuck noted, and Fort Loramie would like to set the tone by running the ball effectively as it did last week. the line play, the building components of Versailles and Fort Loramie tonight. Speaking of such, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulze Company. Visit our showroom on Rangeline Road, northeast of Rushi, and see firsthand this winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. They are with us each and every Fort Loramie contest. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Those three sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com for Fort Loramie contests only. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, as usual, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gaffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced just right. Go Gaffney, we've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GaffneyFurniture.com. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, Be Well, Be Good, Osgood Bank. And as I look down to the north end of the stadium here at Fort Loramie, I see Loramie Gate taking place at the site of Osgood Bank. That celebration happens every year, Fort Loramie's first home game of the season, thanks to Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM.com. Online at SecureCom.com, the pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Our radio station sponsors, by the way, are Sydney Tire, Minster Bank, Racy Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, and Best One Tire. In addition, we're sponsored tonight by the Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, with an office in Sydney, Ohio. Victress Health and Wellness in Anna. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Custom Foam Products of Fort Loramie. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. Reese Myring and Company CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282, or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, which underwrites our kickoff. We'll keep you moving forward at Pinnacle. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, now located on East Main in Rushi. And thanks to Victorious Health and Wellness, about whom I think I referenced, located in Anna, the Family Resource Center based in Findlay. I noted them as well. With an office in Sydney. Now, the two head coaches, Ryan Jones of Versailles, Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie. Coach Wells of the Redskins, mighty pleased with his team's effort last week. Minster bounced back, got the lead at 7-6, and then Spencer was tickled to death with Fort Loramie's response. Redskins answered with two scores, led 21-7 at the halftime break after getting settled down in that second period of play.
I'm My first job was at Troy Christian under Steve Nolan, so a very well-known coach there in this area. He hired me. I was fortunate enough to work with him for 2 years as an assistant at Troy Christian. Learned a lot from him. He's a great friend of mine. And when he left and retired there, they hired me as the head coach. Things worked out. I got a job there as a teacher, and I spent 3 years there as the head football coach at Troy Christian. Really loved it, really enjoyed it. We had some good success there, made the playoffs, and really enjoyed my time there. What led me to Versailles, I saw the opening, and I know Versailles' history. I know it's a great town, great people, and they love their football, and so that attracted me to Versailles right away. And then going through the interview process and meeting everybody here, I just thought that it was a great place for me to move my family to and start a life here in Versailles. And it's one of the best decisions I ever made. I love it here. I love the people here. Mm-hmm. They have some of the same passions and interests that I do. So, it's really been a great experience for myself, my wife, my kids. We just love it here, and the ability to coach football, just the icing on top.
Last season, your second year at Versailles was a good one, 5-3. It was the health crisis here for high school football here in the state of Ohio. Two tough setbacks, Marion Local in overtime, a three-pointer to Roger Bacon in the playoffs. Outstanding club a year ago, and many of those young men are back for this year's team in 2021.
Yeah, we got a lot of seniors this year, a lot of returning starters. Very senior-laden group, great leadership. They gained a lot of experience last year and got better and better as the year went on. A couple tough losses in the MAC to Marion Local and New Bremen, both very good teams. I thought we were competitive in the Marion Local game, not so much in New Bremen. A little disappointed in how we came out in that game and played, but New Bremen's a very good team.
Sure.
And, we bounced back and made a decent run in the playoffs, got up against Roger Bacon and got down early, but the guys fought back hard and we made it a very close game and came within 3 points of winning that. But proud of what we did last year. And those guys are back. Many of those guys are back this year on the team. And hopefully the idea is to pick up where we left off and continue to improve upon that.
Yeah, Ryan Jones, third-year head coach at Versailles, our guest before tonight's game between Versailles and Fort Loramie. Your skill players on offense. Highlight a few names, young men we'll be talking about often during the play-by-play of tonight's game between the Tigers and the Redskins.
Well, the guy you're probably going to hear the most about is Carson Bay. He's a returning starter at quarterback. Last year had a really good year. Mm-hmm. One of the things you'll notice about Carson is he can run and throw. And he's a very tough kid. He plays defense for us, plays outside linebacker. So you're going to hear him on offense and defense. A very heady kid, very intelligent, great leader. And he does a lot of things for us, gets our guys in the right position, and just a great kid all around. Running back, we're going to have a couple guys to feature, Landon Henry and Jack Osborne. Gabe Thompson also might get some carries there, a tailback. We've got a great fullback, a junior, Titus Garrett, who also started last year as a sophomore and had a tremendous year. And he's just a tremendous blocker and can also carry the ball for us. But he'll be back, and you'll see him in probably 50-60% of the formations he'll be in there. So you'll be hearing him. At the skill positions outside, you'll hear a couple of McElDowney, so you'll get familiar with the McElDowney name tonight. Eli will be starting out there at our slot receiver, and also Noah McElDowney. But you'll also see some guys like Trey Mills, our tight end. He's a guy who can catch and block very well. Jacob Carman, Chase McElDowney. Those guys will all be out there, featured receivers, and we've got a lot of confidence. A lot of seniors out there. They're all seniors. So we're counting on those guys to make big plays for us this year.
Hey, from the stands, what does the spectator see on the field, offensively, defensively, for Versailles, in the way of formations and schemes?
Most of the time, you're going to see us with three receivers. You're going to see a tailback and shotgun formation, and you'll see a fullback. Sometimes sometimes referred to as an H-back because he's usually going to be behind one of the tackles or guards out there. And that's probably going to be 75% of the formations you'll see. Defensively, you're going to see a 4-4 defense, so we're going to be an even front. We got two inside linebackers, two outside linebackers, and three secondary players. And so that'll be pretty standard is what you'll see tonight.
The opening game win against Salina for Versailles. What did you like? What did you not like? What did you work on this week?
We scored on the opening drive, which was important for us, and we were able to get the shutout, which is always great for your defense. And the mentality there to get a shutout is a very difficult thing to do in football. So really proud of the way they came out and played and the effort and the physicality. That's what we were looking for. So, you know, execution was pretty good. That's something we got to continue to work on, you know, missed assignments and things like that. But that's always going to be the case your first week. So we tried to address those things. And that's what we focused on this week in practice. What are the mistakes we made against Salina? Maybe missed assignments or poor techniques. Those are the things we've got to clear up and we've been working on this week.
Fort Loramie, a quality Division 7 opponent for you this evening.
Yes, Fort Loramie, a very good team. They've had very good teams the past few years. Played really well last year. I watched them play in the playoffs against New Bremen. We know how good New Bremen was, and they were up in a lot of that game. They were winning. So, you know, they're a very impressive team. They were impressive last week against Minster. They've got some real good players at the skill position, the quarterback and receiver and running back. I think they got a lot of talent there, and I think that's what you saw last week against Minster, and they kind of dominated that game in a very impressive fashion. So they're a very good team, and, you know, we're going to have our workout out for us tonight.
Ryan Jones, words about his Tigers. It is a vaunted club, an imposing force. Should be a great game tonight. Versailles at Fort Loramie. We wanted to hear from Spencer Wells in that segment. We're looking right into the sun up here in the press box. It is a real challenge for us for maybe the next 45 minutes or an hour. And it's going to be real tricky figuring out who's got the ball.
Yeah, we'll know, absolutely.
We'll know which team's got the ball.
Yep.
But numerals will be glistening just too brightly from the sunlight above.
Sorry about that, but I'll tell you what, I just can't see the computer screen.
But that was Ryan Jones, head coach of Versailles, talking about his non-traditional route to Versailles as a high school coach. He's a graduate from Miami University and spent 6 years coaching Division III football before coming to the high school world. Spencer Wells, as we noted, pleased with last year's showing. Good rebound by the Redskins after Minster took a 7-6 lead. The Redskins responded with the last 15 points of the first half.
We got an interception right away, and then we were able to punch it in. And then they come down and they scored on their second possession. And really, it was a long drive, kind of, you know, right up our throats, to be honest with you. We just had to settle down and start playing with more technique and fundamentals and just trusting our keys. I think we were a little maybe too excited at first, and not enough focus early on. So, yeah, they came down, scored. They make the extra point, so it's a 7-6 ball game. And, you know, for a good chunk of the first half, that's what it was. You know, we drove down again and get ready to score on a 4th-and-1, and we fumble the ball, and they get the ball back. And so it was just one of those situations where we felt that we were beating ourselves, and that's no disrespect to them, but that's just how we felt at that time was, man, if we just get out of our own way, calm down a little bit, and focus on what we do well, then we're going to be okay. So, yeah, we eventually we're able to take advantage of some good field positions, some good special teams returns on our as well, and took the lead there 21-7 at halftime and kept that momentum going in the second half. So I think our guys responded well to that. And with a young football team, that was good to see.
I get to attribute to you and your coaching staff that, boy, for the most part, in the opening game August 20th, you resembled a late September performance. Caleb Maurer looked extremely confident and in total control.
Yeah, I was excited for him. I think that's one of the things he does well is plays with a lot of poise, and he usually doesn't make the same mistake twice. He's a smart kid, and I think that he handled the moment well. When we needed to really kind of put it on his back and throw the ball a little bit, he was able to do that, and, you know, he's got a good target out there that he relied on in Logan, who was able to make things happen after the catch, and that's something we talk about really probably more than anything else as an offense, is we have to have explosive plays, and we practice that every day. We have a 10-minute session with our receivers and our backs, and we call it a yak session, so yards after contact session, and it's all about stiff arms and jump cuts and different things we can do so that we're not going down by the first guy. We have to turn it into an explosive. So we saw that translate a little bit onto the field week one, and it's going to be just as important, if not more important, this week.
Yeah, you mentioned the passing game. Logan was a beast, Logan Eilerman. But your offensive line and your run game got going early, helped set up the pass attack.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. Whenever you get, you know, more than 4 yards on first down, our offensive philosophy is that we can take some shots down the field. And right. So we were consistently moving them up front. And with a new offensive line, that was good to see. And I think early on, that always makes you feel good when it comes to an offensive coordinator perspective, when you feel you have total confidence that you can run the football. And there wasn't a moment early on where I didn't feel that way. I mean, it was 7 yards, 8 yards, and we were just really moving them up front. And when you feel like that you can get those significant gains on when you're running the ball, then you're not as afraid to take a shot. You know, you're not afraid to throw the ball down the field, because even if it's incomplete, I feel like I can run the ball and get the first down, even if it's 3rd and 4, you know. So,
right.
The run game was big. Running backs ran hard. Jacob Sherman did a really good job. Damon Mesher did a great job. Ethan Kaiser came in there in the second half and did a great job. So our backs ran well. Offensive line was blocking well, and we'll need that this week for sure.
Yeah, Calvin Hoying and others were very formidable on that offensive line.
Yeah, Cal and Carson. So Calvin Hoying and Carson Tennery, they're the returning starters. And then Wes Garrett, Tristan Fleckenstein, and Taryn Fleckenstein, the new starters on the offensive line, did a great job, you know, and really did some things that we weren't able to talk about in the preseason. It's sometimes, you know, certain scenarios happen in the course of a game where your guys just have to play football and they have to adapt, and they did that more than once, and I think shows that they have some instincts, you know, and that's stuff that you can't teach. So we have a lot of confidence in those guys. Maybe a little undersized this week, but I think they like that challenge. They know that we have to have great pad level, and the low man wins. So if we can be that low man, we feel pretty good about that. So that's on us to have good technique.
Spencer Wells, fourth-year head coach, Fort Loramie, our guest before tonight's game between Fort Loramie and Versailles. Before we talk about the Tigers, your special teams were outstanding against Minster, and those are hidden yards that benefit your team if your special teams are so superb. And, boy, kickoff game, kickoff coverage, tackling in pursuit of the return man. Super job.
Yeah, and, you know, our special team coordinator this year is a new coach of the program, Brian Weichel, and he coaches linebackers as well. But it's funny you mentioned hidden yardage. He actually calculates that every week. So that's something that we'll be talking about on Thursday as we prepare for tonight's game. So he'll go over, you know, the statistics, whether or not we hit our goals on that side of the ball. But I think the return game, the coverage game, were both really good when it comes to kickoff. I mean, we were starting right at the 40-yard line, and we only had 2 kickoffs, but we were at the 40 both times. And then when it comes to kickoff, I'm sorry, we only had two kickoff returns that we returned to the 40 both times.
Right.
And then on kickoff coverage, on average, they got out to the 25-yard line, which is below what we want. Our goal is to keep them from the 33 and in. And so a 25-yard average starting point is a great job by our coverage team. Punt was good. Yeah, I think across the board, and in big games like tonight, it's going to be critical that our special team step up.
Yeah, Fort Loramie played exceedingly well in beating Minster 40-7. You'll have to play even better in this game tonight to stay right with Versailles, which is big, fast, and experienced. It's a talented team.
Yeah, you know, they've gotten a lot of preseason hype, and I would say well-deserved. I think if you look across the board, pretty tough to find a weakness. I mean, it's guys with a lot of experience, a lot of size. They play with a lot of confidence, and it's going to be quite the challenge, you know, but for for us, you know, we talk about, as we prepare for anybody, you know, really for, we focus on us. And we always say the score is going to take care of itself. So regardless, in a big game like this, you know, Monday through Thursday, who's going to have the best practices? Who's going to have the best lifting sessions? Who's going to have the best film sessions? Who's going to win the week? Because if you do, then typically the score is going to take care of itself on Friday night. So we got to make it a great week. And I believe our guys will.
That was Spencer Wells, head coach of Fort Loramie. We spoke on Wednesday. The week is ending tonight after several days of practice. Versailles, the opponent, it should be an outstanding game. One thing we didn't talk about during the interview, because we were not sure of his status, was Damon Mesher. He should see action tonight. No labrum damage to the shoulder. He went out early third quarter against Minster last week. And all of the pictures taken of that right shoulder reveal no damage at all. He'll be used, maybe sparingly, maybe in certain situations.
Well, he got cleared to play yesterday. I'm not sure not practicing all week was a big deal. I'm sure he ran. But, they're going to be able to use him tonight. So just see what the situation is for sure.
Damon Mesher, the 6'1", 190-pound senior running back. He can catch it. He can run it. He can do both. He also punts the football, and he is dynamite in the return game. Our kickoff tonight coming up in a moment is brought to you by Pinnacle Sports Therapy. That's Pinnacle in Fort Loramie. Kickstart your therapy with Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Pinnacle will keep you moving forward. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years' experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
And thank you so much to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, the three with us each and every time Fort Loramie plays, and only those games are Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Service with a smile always since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires. A tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Chuck, did you say that Fort Loramie won the toss and deferred?
Yeah. Yes, they did. So they're going to get to see how the defense fares. They need a strong start to the football game.
I wish we would have had this cloud cover, which is over us right now, about 30 minutes ago.
If that keeps going, it's going to be perfect.
Yep. It was miserable here from 5:30 to just now, and we were just baking in the sun. Couldn't see the computer, couldn't see the field. But we've got cloud cover to the west-northwest. It looks like it's going to be with us for a while. I don't see any ominous-looking clouds, although there are spotty thunderstorms, a cell here, cell there, throughout southwestern and west-central Ohio. Let's hope we do not have any kind of a delay here tonight. A number of games were postponed, 8 o'clock, 8:30 tonight. Several moved to 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Right. Well, I mean, it usually is either it's really, really bad to the north or really bad to the south, and tonight is the south.
So the Redskins will kick it off from the 40. Osborne and Henry back deep for the Versailles Tigers. These are two speedy players. And they're inside the 22, return the boot. Very good special teams coverage exhibited last week by Fort Loramie.
Yeah, like you said, and they're going to need that now. They didn't kick them real deep, but, they had great coverage. So let's see if they can continue that.
And it's a short end-over-end kick hitting at the 15-yard line. The Tigers scoop it up and run to the far side of the field, beyond the hash mark, into the numbers, out of bounds at the Versailles bench in the vicinity of the 30-yard line. That's 2-3 yards better than Minster did at any time all last week.
Yeah, but you'll still take, if you're Loramie, you'll take that.
You'll
take the 30 and in every time.
Yep, Spencer Wells and I talked about that. 31, 32 yard line in less. That's an excellent exchange by the kicking team. You don't want to kick it out of bounds and get the ball spotted at the 35.
35, yeah.
Nope. Multiple spread offensive attack, oftentimes two backs for Versailles. We see a lone back on the first play from scrimmage at the Versailles 31. Tigers in the home white, orange helmets, black pants, orange and black trim. Here is the quarterback. It is Bay, gives it to the ball carrier, who trudges right up the middle, 4, 5, 6 yards on the play for Henry, the 6-foot, 185 tailback, hammered from outside the 30 to the 35.5, give it a gain of at least 5, second down 5 for Versailles. Fort Loramie's got to do a yard or a yard and a half better than that against the run.
Yeah, 5 yards of carry is going to get you in trouble.
Tigers will take that all night long. This is a big offensive front. We'll run it down for you for Versailles in a moment. And here's the quarterback, Bay. It goes to Henry again. He plows to the 40. Over it. Lurches to the 43. He's got 7 or 8 more and a first down. This offensive line is senior laden. For Versailles, Caleb Rush, 6'2", 250 at center. The guards, Jacob Treon, 5'11", 185, a senior. And Brandon Keel, 6'1", 250, a senior. Tackles, Jaron Tayo, 6'4", 300, a senior. That's right, 6'4", 300. And Ryan Kanapke, 6 feet, 205, a senior. And here is a fake by the quarterback, a keep. He didn't deal it. I think he hung on to it.
No, he gave it to him. They were in the backfield, and Henry ran into the line and squirted out and made a nice gain out of nothing.
It was Henry on a misdirection. He picks up 4, second down and 6 for Versailles, 2.5 yards short of the 50. We played a minute 35, opening quarter, no score. Versailles, 3 running plays have chewed up just short of 20 yards.
I like the way, they're running a college offense. They're looking out there, and nobody's in a huddle. They're just looking to the sideline.
3 receivers to the left. This is Bay, right up the middle. He streaks. Big opening behind Tayo, a tackle. He burst to the 35 of Fort Loramie, inside the 30, spilled at the 26. Good run by Carson Bay, the 5'10 senior QB for Versailles, and the Tigers are flexing their muscle.
Well, yeah, they've run, and they've run it up the middle. Even the one that kind of busted to the outside was supposed to go up the middle, and Loramie had it stuffed.
Line of scrimmage is about the 16-yard line. Scoreboard says it's at the, my mistake, it is at the 26, not the 16. Scoreboard's right. I'm wrong, as usual. We've got a slot right. The quarterback, Bay, gets it. He fakes a rollout, delivers it right into the tummy to Henry again, and he bolts between right guard and tackle. And he carves out more yards. Got down to about the 21, fell forward to the 20, right on it. Second down three for the Tigers.
Looks like they might be Bowling Green and not Versailles. The uniforms and the power up front.
Oh, boy, it's a formidable drive to start the game, that's for sure. Second down, about 3.5 to go for a first down at the Fort Loramie 20. Looking to the sideline is the quarterback, Carson Bay. He's in the spread, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He fakes the handoff to Henry. Bay keeps. He tries to make a man miss. He can't do it. He's caught, nabbed for a loss back at the 21-yard line. No gain on the play. He did manage to lunge forward back to the original line of scrimmage. So it's third down, every bit of 3 to go for a first down. That's the first subpar play so far tonight by the Tigers as Fort Loramie diagnosed it beautifully. Owen Plyman
made a great play right there.
Sure did. Senior, 6-footer, 150-pounder.
He doesn't make the tackle. It's 7-0.
It might have been. You're right. The quarterback, Bay, keeps on third and long right up the gut. Wide open space. The C's part. And he grinds his way down to the 7, the 6, maybe the 5. That Versailles offensive line blowing holes open up front. Goal to go Tigers at the 6 of Fort Loramie. We played 4 minutes, no score. Punishing offensive ground attack administered by Versailles so far. Wide receiver way out to the right. This Versailles team ran it every play but 7. Last week in beating Salina 42-0. And the quarterback is Bay, checking with head coach Ryan Jones and the offensive coaches on the far side. Hand off backfield. Henry makes a man miss. He skirts his way outside right tackle, angles down near the goal line, and he got into the end zone for the score.
Impressive, impressive drive to start the game for the Tigers.
3-yard dash by Henry, and we saw shades of what head coach Ryan Jones talked about in the pregame, Chuck, the slipperiness of the running back, Landon Henry of Versailles. Here is the extra point try by the Versailles Tigers. It is on the way. It is kicked toward the uprights. It looks good. It's right down the middle. It's perfect. Versailles takes a 7-0 lead. 4.5 minutes gone first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Well, that's just what Versailles did. The Tigers hit the ground running. 7-0, Versailles in the lead. Chase McEldown, he attacked on the extra point, kicks off, and it's excellent. It's down inside the 10-yard line. Redskins field it. Good pursuit by the Tigers, and they wrap up the return man for Fort Loramie at the 19-yard line. Eli McEldowney for Versailles does the punting, Chase the place kicking, and kicking off, points after. And he nailed that first PAT right in the middle. Well, Versailles had the ball, Chuck, for 4.5 minutes opening drive, about, what, 9, 10 plays, only one negative play.
Yeah, that was actually just a back to the line of scrimmage for a second down. Yeah, they just, no passes, just ran it.
Here is Caleb Maurer, the QB for Fort Laramie. He fakes the inside handoff and keeps. He's got an opening outside right tackle. He's slung down at the 26. He rambles for 6 or 7. Head coach Spencer Wells hinted to me this week that we might see Caleb Maurer hot foot the football a little bit more, take advantage of his athleticism. He didn't run it by design, I don't think, one play last week against Minster. Second down and 3, Fort Laramie at their own 26. Man in motion far right. Here's Maurer, and it's a quick square in pass. Bounce to the receiver, short, at the 29-yard line. So it is 3rd and 3 for Fort Laramie.
I think he saw the defenders were surrounding his target, and he did a nice job of bouncing that instead of throwing it. It would have been an interception.
Offensive line, Wes Garrett at center. Calvin Hoying at a tackle, Carson Tennery at a guard, Tristan Fleckenstein at a guard, Taryn Fleckenstein at the other tackle. They were solid last week. Here's a slant pattern over the middle by Caleb Maurer, and it's a strike to the receiver at the 35-yard line. Logan Eilerman, I think, reeled it in. It was not 81, Chuck.
No. 81, or Eilerman is playing on this side now, and they got two defenders on him. They are not going to allow him to be as effective as he was last week.
That was tight end Isaac Ratterman on the reception. 1st and 10 Redskins outside their own 35. Maurer keeps the football after the fake. Little dipsy due to the outside. Makes a couple men miss, and he skips up the sideline over the 40 to the 42-yard line. Good piece of ad libbing.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that was a great fake. I thought they were stuffed in the middle. And all of a sudden, he's coming outside. He's a heck of an athlete.
6:17 to go, first quarter. Versailles 7, Fort Laramie nothing. Redskins, first possession of this game. Trying to pound out yards from inside their own 20. Here's a middle screen. It's looped incomplete. Well, had it been on the button, it might have proved to gain yardage. As it was, it fell harmlessly to the turf. At about the line to gain for a first down, a marker was dropped. Penalty flag down.
I'm going to guess maybe a illegal downfield, but if you're throwing a screen pass, they don't usually call that.
5:59 to go in the first quarter. It is Versailles 7, Fort Laramie nothing. The officials are having a chat. Have we seen Damon Mesher on the field yet, Chuck? I'm asking a loaded question.
I don't think we have.
Because the Redskins' numbers are impossible.
They're hard.
Impossible.
Hard to see.
You can't. You just can't see them.
Like I said, he threw illegal downfield linemen, and that's not the call on that play. So luckily the referee was smart enough to tell him that's not the penalty.
Flag waved off. This might be the time for Damon Mesher on a jet sweep. No penalty. Fort Laramie's got the ball. 3rd down, 3 yards to go from their own 42-yard line. Versailles on top, 7-0. Took the opening kickoff, returned it to the 31, and then marched 69 yards and 9 plays on the ground. Here's Caleb Maurer, fakes the inside handoff. A delayed pass in the left flat, right at the 45, through the hands of the receiver. Maurer had the ball in the tummy of Sherman, took it away. Had a man open right at the line to gain, but it fell incomplete. Tight end Isaac Ratterman was the marked man by the Versailles defense. He was going to be wrapped up right away had he caught it.
That would have been close on the first down. It was right at the marker.
Sure would have. And Fort Laramie's got to kick it away. Now, Damon Mesher is the first-string punter. Kaiser stepped on the field last week and booted for Damon. I think about the only time the Redskins punted late in the contest. And here's the kick, sidewinder, end over end. And Versailles catches at the 23. Good block. A trip up by Fort Laramie at the 30. Good turn, man. Dances out over the 30 to the 33. Nice job,
Henry. And I'll tell you what, Jack, he is as advertised.
Yep, it looked like he was going to be surrounded and dropped back around the 24, 25-yard line. But he was able to extricate himself from trouble and made a nifty return to the 33. So it's first and 10 for the Tigers with 5:44 to go in the first quarter. Versailles leading 7-0. And here's where Fort Laramie's defense has got to get stiff. Can't afford to let Versailles use up another 5-6 minutes, pound the ball down the field, and register another TD. Here's the quarterback, Bay, fakes the inside handoff. He's got Eli McElDowney in the left flat. No, it's Noah McElDowney who hauls it in near the 40-yard line. There is a marker down at the line of scrimmage. The receiver was wide, wide open. Good play action on first down by Versailles. That play will work every time, Chuck, on first down, given the way the orange and black have run the ball so far.
What are you going to do? You got to try to stop the run, and that gets the receivers wide open.
Illegal formation against the Tigers, and it is a 5-yard penalty that results in about a 6-yard step off. The new line of scrimmage is the 27-yard line of Versailles. Tigers must get to the 43 for a first down. They did, Chuck. They marked off at least 5.5.
At least. That was a weird penalty.
It was. 5.5 left to go first quarter. First and 15 now for Versailles, which leads 7-0. Line of scrimmage over the Tigers, 25. Set back is Henry next to Bay. Bay looks at Henry in the flat, then throws to another receiver who angles up the field right along the hash mark, catches at the 35-yard line, and surges forward. It's Eli McElDowney on the snatch. It leaves about 2nd and 5 for Versailles at the Tigers' 39-yard line. 5:16 to go, opening stanza, 7-0 Versailles.
Well, they're showing that they can certainly throw the football if they need to.
Oh, yeah. When you run it that well, a short pass is going to be open almost every single opportunity. Here is the quarterback, Bay, the senior. It is a 12th grade Leyden club. He fakes the pass and then gives it off on a delay. Running around left end goes Henry. Good pursuit by Red Shirts from Fort Laramie. They pile him up and over the 40-yard line at about the 42, a yard and a half short of the first down marker. It's going to be third down and about 4 feet to go for a first down for Versailles. Big play early in this game. 4:28 to go first quarter. Although as well as Versailles runs it, they pick up a foot or two here. They might go for it on fourth and very short. Oh, the quarterback faked the handoff, I think. Did he keep it?
He kept it, yeah.
Among a cluster of white Versailles offensive linemen in the backfield and some oncoming red jerseys from Fort Laramie, the QB was decked, and he lost about a foot or two. It's fourth and a couple for Versailles, and I don't think the Tigers show signs of punting.
I think they're going to punt. I don't know why at this point in the game you would give Laramie the ball on your 42-yard line.
Eli McElDowney is the punter. He lines up as a receiver, and we've got a T formation, quarterback under center, and, oh, the handoff is given on the play to, oh, who's got the ball, Chuck? Unbelievable sleight of hand maneuver at the point of attack by Versailles. It worked beautifully. Fort Laramie was buffaloed. The second man through was given the pigskin, and he powered up near midfield for first down yardage. Well done on the play by the Tigers. That was Titus Garrett, the fullback, 6-foot junior. He was one of three runners in the offensive backfield, and we were mixed up. So was Fort Laramie's defense. Very clever play. Job well done by the Tigers on fourth and a little more than one. Oh, look at the ball carrier go. Henry to the outside. He's got room to run. He's beyond the hash marks. Hit the boundary. Nobody's going to catch him for Fort Laramie. Down the sideline. End zone. Touchdown. Tigers. It was Jack Osborne, the speedy running back. Not Henry, the other speed back. And the play goes for about 50. Beautifully done by the Tigers. That's that outside dimension of speed that we talked about in the pregame.
When he turned the corner, it was all over. Boy, he turned on the Jets.
Well, we have seen a big dose of Fort Loramie's inside running game, its power so far, and there we saw speed to burn in the form of Osborne, 5'11 senior, 160-pound running back. Extra point try upcoming here by Chase McElDowney of Versailles. He strides forward. Left-footed kick is inside the right upright. It is good. He's converted twice. Two possessions for Versailles on offense. Tigers have converted touchdowns twice. And with 2:59 to go in the first quarter, Versailles 14, Fort Loramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-Tangemanfh.com.
Wow, that's we talked about their running game. We talked about their power. That first two drives, that was as impressive as it gets.
Well, the moral of the story here in the first quarter for Fort Loramie, if you've got fourth and short, you've got to go for it all night long.
Well, I think so. I mean, even if you give them a short field, you're going to have to score and score and score. They moved the ball on their first drive, and then it bogged down.
Yep, you're simply going to have to match Versailles every time the Tigers score. You got to come back, take four downs to get a first down occasionally. You simply have to put points on the board. You cannot have a zero possession, which Loramie did on its first of the night. Two touchdowns by the Tigers, who lead it 14-0. Here's a good return to the kickoff from the four by Fort Loramie. A broken tackle, another broken tackle. Far hash mark out over the 35, 40, 42, or 3-yard line.
I'm going to guess there's a flag. And I think they're going, from where it was thrown, it's going to be a face mask.
And was that Kaiser on the return, Chuck?
Yes.
Beautiful return by Kaiser. There is a marker down. It's being discussed.
Yeah, they picked it up, and I guess they just like to throw them and then get the exercise picking them up. And
maybe it was used to wipe the perspiration. 2:52 to go, first quarter. Versailles 14, Fort Loramie nothing. The Tigers playing as they were billed. This is a superb high school football team. We said in the pregame it might be the very best since Al Hetrick last coached Versailles in 2005. That might be the Tigers' best club since. Jury's still out. A lot of games to be played here this year. Versailles on the road next week at Marion Local.
That'd be a fun one.
But so far, so good. Versailles in front, 14-0. Fort Loramie's got to answer on this drive. Caleb Maurer, spread formation, inside handoff. Oh, it's a real tough 1 yard. Tigers shove the ball carrier back. Sherman might not have gotten back to the line of scrimmage, Chuck.
No, I think he lost one.
A minus one for Jacob Sherman, second down 11, Fort Loramie. Hey, you want to run the ball, use time off the clock to shorten the game for Versailles offense, but at the same time, you're going to have to throw it some and keep the Tigers honest on the defensive side. In terms of weight up front, it's a mismatch. Here's a quick look-in pass by Maurer. Receiver's got it at the 50, and he somersaults to the 48 of Versailles. He hangs on to the ball, thought he might cough it up after being spilled. The play goes for 10. It had been second down 11, so now it's third and one. 48.5 of Versailles. Maurer in the spread. He'll take the snap at his own 47. Wes Garrett over the ball at center. Inside running play, Fort Loramie. Good crisp blocking at the point of attack. And the dash is good for about 7. Down to the 41 of Versailles. Hard running by Sherman. First and 10 Redskins. 41 of the Tigers.
I like the way he hits the hole. I'm telling you what, he's not dancing. He is straight downhill.
That play reminded me, Chuck, so much of the many successful run plays last week that Fort Loramie turned in. Maurer to throw in first and 10. A high lob right flat. beyond the hash mark in numbers for Logan Eilerman. A reach, a spear, and a catch. Minimal gain, 4 or 5. He was upended immediately. He went up in the air, and Eli McElnatty cut his wheels out from under him. Again, good hard-nosed tackle by Versailles, but Fort Loramie hangs on to the leather. Second down and 5. 37 of the Tigers, 14-0 Versailles. Final minute, first quarter of play. Here is Sherman trying to bulldog his way between left guard and tackle. He wedges for a couple. It's going to be third down and 2.5 or 3 to go for a first down. And Fort Loramie will have to run one more play before the second quarter ends. Play clock at 20. And the game clock on the big scoreboards at 25. Two receivers to the left for Caleb Maurer. This is four down territory, of course. And we have a whistle and a late timeout before Loramie with 19 ticks on the clock. Late first quarter, back in a half minute, 14-0 Versailles on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Here we go. Redskins ball. We culminate the first quarter, final 19 seconds. Fort Loramie with a third and short, third about 2.5 to go. Line of scrimmage inside the 35 of Versailles. Unless this is an incomplete pass, it'll be the last play of the first quarter. Four down territory for the Redskins. Caleb Maurer inside fake. Rolls left. He's got Eilerman in a crowd at the 27. Oh, he was triple covered. Ball thrown high. No good, incomplete. And as I mentioned, the only way we could get a couple more plays in would be an incomplete forward pass, and that's just what we got.
I think he could have kept that and got the first down.
Yep, he sure could have, because Logan Eilerman, especially in the flat, in the short zones, has got 2-3 white shirts hanging around in his territory. 4th and 3, Fort Loramie. Snap back to Caleb Maurer. Looks, fires, far left side of the field, beyond the hash mark of numbers, and way too far for the intended receiver. Was that Damon Mesher?
22.
Yep, no good, incomplete. He was open. If the ball's on the money, he might have the first down with a run after catch. But the Redskins misfire on a couple of pass plays to end the first quarter. We've still got 9.8 seconds to go, and Versailles takes over. Chuck, that's a first down on 3rd or 4th down. You must complete.
Yeah, Pat. He just kind of panicked. He had a little pressure on him and threw it high. It's only his second game experience, though, so you can kind of give him a pass.
Right. Versailles to the line of scrimmage. Tigers have a 1st and 10. Quarterback May wants to throw. Sideline pattern. A leap by the receiver at the 41, and that's way too high. Incomplete. Clock stops again. 5 seconds to go. Who would have thought? 8, 10 seconds ago, Chuck, I thought maybe, well, a running play and we close out the first quarter. Instead, 1, 2, 3 pass plays in a row by the two teams.
This will be the 4th play in 19 seconds.
5.4 left, 14-0 Versailles, late first quarter. Tigers' possession is just shy of the 35-yard line. Tigers to the line of scrimmage. One back to the left of Connor Bay, the QB. That's Henry. Bay, a 5'10 senior signal caller. And lo and behold, Versailles takes a timeout. This first quarter has been dragged out forever. Back in a half minute, late first period, 14-0 Versailles on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Well, here come the Tigers back onto the field for what you would think should be the final play of the first quarter.
You said that earlier.
Yeah, if it's a quick pass, we might have a second left in the period. 5.4 remaining. Second down, 10 Versailles, 35-yard line. The quarterback, Bay, rolls back to throw. It's a screen, well-designed. It's caught in the right flat. Oh, there is a quartet of blockers out in front. Run after catch, good for another 25 or 30 yards.
Got a hold.
Beautifully done, Bay and Henry, but a holding penalty against the Tigers.
And it was obvious.
And that's why sometimes those screen pass plays, Chuck, look like they could go forever and ever and ever. Illegal hold committed by the Tigers.
So for Sales, the sad part is the hold was on this side of the field. He just, 77 just grabbed him and took him to the ground. And he's hard to hide.
Well, it's going to be second down all over again for Versailles. And the holding was downfield beyond the line of scrimmage. Penalties marked off for about 7 yards. So it's second down and 17. Down doesn't count. Quarter ended on the scoreboard, but it can't close out on a penalty. So we have an untimed down to finish the first quarter, which continues. Here's the quarterback, Bay. It's a QB draw. It's nicely done. Fort Loramie recognizes it after Bay scrambles for about 8 or 9 to close out the opening period. When we come back, the Tigers will have 3rd and 9 at their own 36. Versailles 14, Fort Loramie nothing. On Scores, broadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. Redskins trail the Tigers 14-0. Opening play, second quarter coming up. It is going to be 3rd down, I think, Chuck. Is the scoreboard right?
3rd down, yes.
3rd and 9 for Versailles from the Tigers 36. 2-touchdown lead for the visiting team. Short drop, but Bay looks left hash. Lot of time. And he tries to find his fourth receiver over the middle. It's thrown into the ground at the 37. Well, we do apologize. Understand from one of our listeners, we are breaking up a little bit, going in and out. Our transfer rate on the laptop is good and solid. It appears to be very steady.
And we're on the internet. I mean, we're not on the MiFi.
No, we're on a hard internet line, and our connection should be sure, solid. I'm disappointed to hear that. I'm not sure there's a whole lot at this point in time we can do about it. Here's the punt by Versailles on 4th and 6, or I should say 4th and 9 from inside the Tigers 40. And it's caught by Fort Loramie at the 30. Tackle made right there. Redskins start 1st and 10. Thanks to a penalty, Chuck, in that Versailles drive. Redskins get a reprieve. Tigers had to punt the ball away.
need to go score now. They really need to score on this possession.
Yep. Yeah, we've had one listener who's tuned in text me and say going in and out, breaking up, and our transfer rate appears to be absolutely rock solid, 31-32. Well, I just heard from another individual listening, no interruptions at all, sounds great.
Get a new radio, Ken.
Here is a sweep by Fort Loramie on first and 10, and we had a broken tackle in the offensive backfield, and something is made out of absolutely nothing. Herky jerky moves by Damon Mesher. I tell you what, Chuck,
that was a heck of a run.
Yeah, not too many backs could have turned that 4-yard loss into a 4-yard gain. Yeah, there are storms in the area that might be affecting reception perhaps, but I tell you what, we're on a hard internet line tonight, and it should be sound perfect on the other end. Our transfer rate is right at 31, 32 bytes. That's where it should be. Gain of 6, fine run by Mesher. Looked like he was going to be sacked for about a 3-yard loss. Here's Caleb Maurer with a deep drop and a late throw over the middle. It's a laser to the 47 of Versailles and a leaping snag by the Redskins receiver. Beautiful catch by Fort Loramie. Nicely done by the tight end down the field. I think that was Gabe Meyer. Beautiful route. It was a skinny post, middle of the field. Plenty of time for the quarterback, Caleb Maurer, and he delivered a strike right on the button. First and 10 Redskins. Nice 25-yard gain. Delayed handoff, offensive backfield. Maurer to Sherman, nothing. Versailles stuffs it. Back they throw him for a 6-yard loss. Forward progress, a negative 2. Line of scrimmage, the 47 of Versailles. Second down, 12 for the Redskins. 10-14 to go, second quarter. It is 14-0 in favor of Versailles. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie Games sponsors. On with us for Fort Loramie Games only. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. In motion to the right is Sherman. The quarterback, Caleb Maurer, hits a receiver over the middle, and the play got back to the original line of scrimmage. It netted the 2. The Tigers, or I should say the Redskins, lost in the previous play. So it's 3rd and even 10 to go for a first down at the Versailles 46.
They are really watching Eilerman. He has not had any chance to get open.
No, Versailles has had a plan for Logan Eilerman, the 6'5 receiver for Fort Loramie. Bracket him inside and out. Here's a quick slant to Logan. They tried to pop it to him in a hurry, and it's a hot one out of his reach, 5 yards downfield. And Redskins were pressing right there. They looked at Eilerman, tried to get it to him in fast fashion, but the throw was too high. Fort Loramie sends on the punt team with a 4th and 10 at the Versailles 46-yard line with 9:17 to go here in the first half.
I think if it was 4th and 5 or 4, they go for 4th and 10. You got a punt.
Tigers on top, but 2 scores. Damon Mesher back at his own 42 to punt it. Oh, my goodness. It is a torpedo way up in the air, and it plummets to the deep man, Eli McElDowney, at about the 16 or 17. 1st and 10 Tigers from that spot on the field.
I don't know if you could punt the ball like that on purpose. That thing was straight up and down when it came down.
Well, that was nice.
Vertical, yeah.
Well,
I think,
done.
I think it was Sherman. Sherman's punting for him right now.
Good execution, but Jacob. We got a timeout on the field. It is
water break.
An officials administered respite for water for both sides. 3 minutes gone, second quarter, 14-0 Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
The second quarter begins for Versailles. It's a wiggle run up the middle, but Landon Henry, as he snaked his way through over the line of scrimmage, and he forged about 4 yards from the 20 to the 24, second down 6 for Versailles. Opening 4 minutes, second quarter. Versailles 14, Fort Loramie nothing. Redskins have moved the football each time they've had it, but Versailles has stiffened Fort Loramie's pass game, not nearly as sharp as it was 1 week ago against Minster. Oh, here's a slant run by Versailles. Beautifully done. On the dead run, Eli McElDowney. A catch and go at the 35. He's collared at the 40-yard line. Fort Loramie looking run. Eli McElDowney broke free over the middle. And the quarterback, Connor Bay, nailed the pass right between his shoulder pads. First and 10 Tigers at their own 40. 8:12 to go here in the first half.
This is Versailles' Division 5, correct?
Yes. Go. Two receivers far left. Two to the right. The quarterback elects to keep after faking to Henry. Connor Bay makes a man miss back at the 36, and he managed to high-step his way over the 40-yard line to the 42 or 3. Looked like maybe a 3-yard loss was coming up. He turned it into a 3-yard plus. Second and 7.
He used the word slippery before the game, and I see why he's saying that.
Oh, yeah, this Connor Bay, gifted senior quarterback. He can run, he can throw. Excellent leadership skills. He heads toward the Tiger sideline. Now he comes back after getting the play call. Second down and 7. Two receivers far left. Short drop to Bay. Oh, the receiver sets up at the first down stake, catches, and he turns and explodes upfield for about 6 more after catch. New line of scrimmage, the 46 of Fort Loramie. First and 10 for the Tigers. Fort Loramie, not much of an answer for this vaunted Versailles attack.
I'll tell you, McElDowney is a nice target for them. He just finds the hole in the zone and sets up.
And then he is so quick with his feet. This Versailles team has got speed. Eli McElDowney and running back Jack Osborne, the two quickest on the club. First and 10 Tigers at the Redskins 46. Here's a fake on the inside handoff. A throw down the middle by the quarterback, Bay. It's in the hands of the receiver at the 30. Busted up on the play before Loramie. Good coverage downfield. Nicely done by Damon Mesher. He was all over that slant pattern. Ball was there. So was Damon. He jumped the route, nearly picked it off. Second down and 10 for Versailles. Well, you can bet very few times this year this Tiger offense will face a second and 10.
These are the hardest jerseys to see the numbers of any team that we cover.
Yep. Fort Loramie, home red, top to bottom. White numbers trimmed in black. Skinny, small white numbers. Here's an off-tackle running play by Versailles, which tried to fool Fort Loramie with a second and 10 run, and the Redskins diagnose it and stop it cold. Calvin Hoying on the hit at the 46. No room to go for the ball carrier. Landon Henry was stuffed. Third and 9 for Versailles. 46 of Fort Loramie. Half the second quarter has been played. It's 14-0 Tigers. Versailles slowly breaks the huddle. Receiver right, too far left. Be wary of the screen. Here's the quarterback, Bay. Very deep drop. He's way back, 20 yards behind the line. He throws it, batted down. Redskins are all over it. A Fort Laramie defensive lineman swatted that one to the turf.
It's a good call by you on the screen pass.
Had a feeling. I don't know why. Had a feeling. The slant to McElhaney a couple plays before was snuffed out by Fort Laramie. Thought they might go screen, get part of the 10 back. But Fort Laramie was all over it, chasing down Bay in the backfield. And got a big mitt on the forward pass. Don't think it would have been completed anyway. Good punt by Versailles. Outstanding kick. Eli McElhaney smacks his foot into it. And airmails one outside the numbers and hash mark down the left side. Boy, it hits. It's got overspin on it.
Landed about 8 yards, I think.
Wow. Hit the turf at about the 21 or 22 and then scooted right down to the 9.
And they called it balls on a 6.
Redskins in a jam. First and 10 inside their own 10. 5:47 to go, second quarter. It is 14-0 in favor of Versailles. Well, thanks to a penalty and a batted down screen pass, the Versailles Tigers have had to boot the football away their last couple possessions. After having scored, did Versailles, it's first two.
Well, on the screen, you want to let them get through, but you got to put a shoulder on them to slow them just a little bit before you go out to, for your rear coverage and blocking. They didn't touch anybody that time.
No. Here is Caleb Maurer, inside handoff, no room to run. That hole is plugged up at the point of attack. Ball carrier might have lurched forward for a couple.
I think he would gloss too.
Ooh, no, that's a blocker who's over the line of scrimmage. Running play went from the 6.5 back to the 5. You're right, Chuck. A minus 5 feet. Second down, close to 12 for Fort Laramie. Sherman had no room to run in the last one. Versailles with 7-8 in the box defensively. Caleb Maurer fakes the inside handoff. It's a quick look into a receiver who catches at the 13. He's dumped immediately. Isaac Ratterman hauled it in. He was popped right now. Play did go for about 7 productive yards. 3rd and 4 for Fort Laramie. Line of scrimmage shy of the Redskins 15. 4:46 to go, second quarter. Caleb Maurer to throw. Here comes the rush. He's way back at his 3. He loops it down the sideline. Yes, yes, it's caught. Logan Eilerman on the dead run. Maurer lofted that ball, Chuck, as he was falling into the end zone, being tackled. And the play is good from about the, 12 all the way out. To the, 27, 8-yard line?
I think they're on the 30.
37, 38.
Yeah, 33, I think.
I'm wrong again. Play good for about 21, 22. Caleb Maurer to throw on 1st and 10. He rears that right arm up. He's got a wide open receiver, and it's incomplete at the 40 of the Tigers. Boy, Chuck, if that ball is underthrown by a foot or two, it's 6.
Yeah, Eilerman was open, and the pass was, like you said, about a foot and a half too long.
Yep. After a big play, which the Redskins turned in on that nice throw to Eilerman that went for 20-plus, sometimes the element of surprise go with a bigger one on the very next play. Fort Laramie couldn't quite cash in. 2nd and 10, Redskins on their own 33. Timeout called. 4:32 left, second quarter. Versailles 14, Fort Laramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
have so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, including Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center, full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters as well, local delivery by Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness to Jackson Center and Botkins, medications always packaged by day and time, immunizations, and rapid COVID testing, results in 15 minutes, open 10 to 6, Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center. And rising up to throw in the offensive backfield is Caleb Maurer. He fires into double coverage. It is no good at the 47.
Lucky that wasn't picked off.
Yep. Tell you what, Chuck, we are seeing an entirely different defense from Versailles this week than we saw from Minster 1 week ago.
Yeah, well, Minster just never adjusted to what Fort Laramie was doing with Mesher.
Yep.
He must have had, I don't keep track, but he must have had 15 catches last week, I would guess.
Logan Eilerman had 11.
Okay, I was close.
He had 11. 4:27 to go. Second quarter, 3rd and 10, Fort Laramie at their own 33, down 14-0. Caleb Maurer with time, loops the ball middle of the field, and running free were a couple Redskins, three white shirts from Versailles back there, but nobody could catch up to the thrown ball. And Caleb Maurer, who was razor sharp last week, not as crisp tonight, not nearly as sharp, simply because I think, as we just noted, it is a very, very good Versailles defensive unit.
The offensive line is doing a pretty good job of giving you time to throw it, but the secondary is playing great.
Yeah, Tigers have this pass game scouted. Secondary and linebackers for Versailles have been exceptional. Oh, it's a very short punt. It is Sherman doing the punting. And it's a line driver, no more than 15 feet in the air, sailing over the 50, hits at the 43 of Versailles, rolls to a stop at the 38. Well, we've worked our way through almost 8 minutes of the 12-minute second quarter. No one scored in this period, Chuck. Fort Laramie's done a good job to keep the Tigers off the board. Redskins must do it once more. Fort Laramie does receive the ball to start the second half. Officials timeout on the field with just over four to play here in the second quarter. Say, what's your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy efficient products and services? Well, it's Dickman Supply. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands. And for your home, Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, or standby generators. We take pride in being family owned and operated for over 65 years at Dickman. And our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, DickmanSupply.com. Versailles tries Henry on the sweep to the left as he gets the corner, and he does. He breaks a tackle, makes another man miss. He's got 10, 12, close to 15 yards. There's that slipperiness of Jack Osborne. It was not Henry. Both of them are mighty gifted running backs in that Versailles offensive attack. First and 10, the play goes for 14 to the Fort Laramie 49. 3:54 left here in the second quarter of this game. Versailles seemingly can do about anything it wants on the ground. Here's a sweep to the right. Fort Laramie strings it out, but Versailles' speed beats it to the sideline. The play good for 7 or 8. Down near the Fort Laramie 42, that was Henry. There is a marker at the line of scrimmage.
Holding.
Holding against the Tigers. Tigers have had a couple of big penalties on offense, which have set them back in this game tonight.
Again, that it was just obvious. He's in the middle of the field, nobody around him, and he tackled the defender.
Right. That was a pancake that didn't need to happen.
It's more like a French toast.
Okay. 3:39 to go, second quarter. First and 19 for Versailles. That means the penalty was stepped off from the spot of the foul a yard downfield. Here is the quarterback, Connor Bay. Deep drop to the left, rolling to the wide side, hangs on to it, and then shovels it from his helmet to a receiver who picks it off 5 yards downfield around his helmet. Then a run after catch is good to the 50 to wipe out the penalty yardage of 9.
That was Osborne, and boy, he did look like he was going to be stopped at the line of scrimmage. What a run.
Second and 10 for Versailles from the 50. Boy, this Versailles offense is a great mix of speed and power, good balance by the ball carriers and receivers, quick strike ability with McElnowney downfield. And it's all guided by the leadership of Connor Bay, the quarterback. He takes off and runs. He's around the left end, makes 1, 2, 3 men miss. He's got about 10, very close to a first down as he zipped beyond the numbers in front of the Tigers bench from the 50 to the 40, a pickup of an even 10. I think he needed another half foot. So it's going to be third down and inches to go for Versailles. 2:46 to go, second quarter, 14-0 Tigers. Versailles to the line of scrimmage. Here is the ball snapped back to the QB, Bay. Run right up the gut. It's Garrett, the fullback, exploding for a quick six. That was a burst right down to the 34. 6 more yards. Second down and 4 for the Tigers. So that was a run for first down. My mistake.
First and 10.
Line of scrimmage inside the 35-yard line of Fort Loramie. Clock winding down near the 220 mark. Boy, Fort Loramie's got to stall Versailles here and keep the Tigers off the board. A 21-0 deficit with a half to play might be too much. Here's a hard run by Henry of Versailles. He keeps it around the left side, then tries to cut it back. He's twisted at about the 30-yard line and then manages to spin for an extra 6 or 7 feet. He managed to garner 5 on the play, deserved every bit of it. Second down 5 for the Tigers. Line of scrimmage inside the 30 of Fort Loramie with a minute 50 left here in the second quarter. And the quarterback, Bay, is stopped by a whistle. Timeout called Redskins. We are back in a moment. 14-0 for Sales over Fort Loramie. Final 2 minutes, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
We are at the 147 mark, late second quarter. Second down 5 Versailles. Line of scrimmage inside the Fort Loramie 30. 14-0 lead Tigers. Snap back to Connor Bay from the spread formation. Keeps. Oh, he's got a big avenue. And he barrels ahead. He's got the first down and then some. What a surge. He ran behind Tayo, his big tackle up front. And he hammered down to the 21-yard line. First and 10 for Versailles.
Now they faked the jet sweep to Osborne that time and brought the linebackers out. And he went right straight up the middle.
Excellent selection of plays here by Versailles tonight. Head coach Ryan Jones doing a fine job mixing it up. Here's a sweep left side of the field. Ball carrier in the offensive backfield tries to get the corner turned. It is Eli McElnowney running out of room on the far side, although he does manage to slide forward for at least 4. He stayed in bounds, did not go out of bounds on the play. Clock continues to run, a minute left in the first half. It is 14-0 Versailles, second down and 6 Tigers. New line of scrimmage is at about the 16.
Tigers have 2 timeouts left also.
Here's Connor Bay with a bullet, middle of the field. A slant pattern inside the 5. Receiver goes high for it, through his hands, no good. Eli McElnowney made the big jump. A couple of red shirts were around. He was going to get pinched if he caught the ball. Looked like he was in position to snatch it and hang on, but Eli wasn't quite tall enough to reel it in, and the clock stopped on the incompletion. 46.7 to go first half, 14-0 Tigers over the Redskins. We've got a full break. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
As we return to action, the Versailles quarterback Connor Bay rolled right, threw a bullet to Noah McElDowney at the 2 or 3 yard line. It hit him right on the numbers and bounced away. He had it. If he catches, takes a stride or two, it's a touchdown, but he dropped the football.
He let the ball get to his body instead of catching it with his hands.
So it's 4th and 6 for Versailles. Clock stopped on the incompletion as it did on the previous incompletion. Versailles with two good shots and passes. They both go for naught. 4th and 6 at the Fort Loramie 17. Big play. Tigers already up 14-0. Play action. Fake on the inside. Here's a throw by Versailles, and it is caught down and out inside the 10-yard line of the 8. Good play. Noah McElDowney hauled it in. 1st and 10, goal to go for Versailles. Up the third, pass play worked. Three in a row.
He was wide open.
Yep, 3 in a row, tried by the Tigers. I tell you what, a good passing offense in high school football. Mighty difficult to defend, to say the least. Inside the 10, I think the quarterback keeps, or does it go to Henry?
Henry.
A run play between left guard and tackle. And Fort Loramie doesn't tackle the running back at the 2, and he hammers into the end zone for the score. Versailles adds another TD on the board and goes up by a 20-0 count. Big fourth down conversion late in this half by Versailles. Tigers proving they can pass it every bit as well as they can run it.
Yeah, both facets of that game is pretty darn impressive, isn't it?
Yep, and that touchdown running play was blocked magnificently at the line of scrimmage. And I don't know if a Fort Loramie defensive lineman got a hand on the jersey of the ball carrier, Henry. Extra point try, up and away, and it is good, but Chase McElDowney. He hit that one a long distance. Would have been a field goal, good from 40 yards. Extra point on the nose, 21-0 Tigers. Half minute left, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because 3 generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
And so many thanks here on Scores Broadcast, scoresbroadcast.com to Riemann Drywall. Indiana Riemann Drywall offers professional service, drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep. high customer satisfaction and service for homes and commercial businesses. Riemann Drywall in Anna. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and need drywall work done, Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away, 937-538-0513, 937-538-0513, drywall done right with Riemann. Riemann Drywall in Anna, thank you so much for being on scoresbroadcast.com with us ever since late last spring. Well, the final portion of the second quarter, Chuck, we are running down the last 27 seconds with Fort Loramie down 21 points in possession after the kickoff return at their own 22, first and 10. Caleb Maurer gives to Sherman, and Versailles will have nothing of it. Running play is stopped cold right at the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10. Fort Loramie will receive the football to start the second half. In fact, the final 10 seconds are running off the clock. Redskins may not run another play. So many thanks, by the way, to our WMVR 105.5 TAM FM sponsors, Best One Tire, Minster Bank, Greasy Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, and Sydney Tire. Thanks to them on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. This is our radio break upcoming. The first half has finished. It is Versailles 21, Fort Loramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tires, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on the phone for high school sports, and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Halftime at Fort Loramie, Versailles Tigers have looked mighty strong and lead the Redskins by a count of 21-0 at the half. Could be worse had it not been for a couple of ill-timed penalties, a couple of forward passes that were missed. Otherwise, Versailles might not have had to punt the two times it did. And Fort Loramie's moved the ball some, less than 100 yards net on offense, though. Redskins get the ball to start the third quarter and must score on that second half opening drive. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight, including those for Fort Loramie games only. They are Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Our sponsors include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, which underwrites our halftime, which is coming up in just a matter of seconds. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Go Goffney. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM. SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, our broadcast partner. Halftime presented to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Long time, 13-year sponsor on Scores Broadcast. Early segment of halftime, 21-0 lead Versailles. Let's take a look at the numbers, Chuck. All in favor of the visiting team, the orange and black.
Well, it echoes the 21-0 score at the half. Loramie ran the ball 9 times for 23 yards. Versailles ran it 23 times for 199 yards in the first half. 7 of 15 passing for the Redskins, 67 yards. 90 total yards for the first half. 5 of 11, 58 yards. 257 total yards for the Tigers. 10 first downs to 3 first downs. Neither team turned the ball over in the first half, so that was a good thing for both teams. But 257 to 90 in total yards, you're in trouble.
It sounds like the reverse of last week for Fort Loramie.
Yep.
I'm not sure what the Redskins can do, Chuck. It starts with the second half drive.
Right.
You've got to drive it down the field and score.
Well, they need a touchdown. They don't need anything else but that might be easier said than done. Versailles not only playing great offense, they're a very good defensive team, too.
Yeah, I billed this before the game as a great matchup around the state between a D5 and a D7. Based on what we saw last week, Versailles handled Salina easy, 42-0. Fort Loramie beat Minster on the road, 40-7. And when I watch Versailles play, Chuck, wow, I think at times I'm looking at Division II out there.
They're big, yeah. They're fast, and they're well coached. That's a really lethal combination.
Yep. 21-0 Versailles over Fort Loramie. We are here at the half at Fort Loramie High School Football Stadium. It is clouded up. It's been a little cloudy since the opening kickoff, thank goodness.
Yes.
I don't see any lightning. I don't think on the radar there's a chance of a storm approaching, so we should be good to go the rest of the way. 21-0 Tigers over Fort Loramie. That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
We are about 14 minutes away from the start of the third quarter of our high school football game of the week tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMBR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. It is 21-0 for sales over Fort Loramie at the intermission break. Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home, or service your home loan, I should say, from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Outstanding sponsor since last spring here on scoresbroadcast.com. Well, our halftime guest is Corey Britton, head basketball coach at Fort Loramie. It seems like you have been the head coach at Fort Loramie forever and ever, Corey. What is it now, 9 years?
This will be year eight.
Year eight.
Yep.
Okay, I miscounted.
Gave you credit
for one more.
That's right. That's okay.
Still two children, not three yet.
Yeah, just two.
Hopefully, we
stay in that pause mode for a little bit.
I counted those right. Two adorable young girls, Emery three, Kaylee one.
Yeah, we're very, very blessed with our two beautiful girls. Completely different makeup. One's got curly hair, other one has stick straight hair. So we love them both. I can't imagine life without them.
Want to make sure I pronounce her name right. It's Callie.
Callie, correct, yes.
If she is listening at 1 year old, I don't dare mispronounce her.
I hope she's in bed, but who knows? It's a Friday night and Grandma's got her, so it might be a party at our house right now. So,
tell me about the wife. Do you plan a third in the not-too-distant future?
Ooh.
Spencer Wells and his wife are catching up on you.
I know. That's have a two-on-two basketball tournament with us and the Wellses. We don't need a three-on-two. That'd be unfair. So we'll just keep it a two-on-two for now.
Yeah, the head coach of the Fort Loramie football team, Spencer Wells, has a young one, Harper, another one on the way. Well, Corey, I'm sure you are watching this game with a little bit of angst. Damon Mesher was injured earlier in the week, or I should say last weekend, playing football for Fort Loramie against Minster. Cleared to play just yesterday. No damage to the shoulder. Boy, he's been missing in action on the basketball court, on the football field, far too much during his career at Fort Loramie. You went 16-8 last year, might have won, who knows, 2, 3, 4 more games had you had that speed dimension of Damon on the court.
Damon's just a special kid. It's hard to replace a kid like that. Hopefully he can stay healthy, and he'll be a big cog to our pieces this year. There's no doubt about it. He's a special player. I mean, as a sophomore, he averaged almost double digits for us, so that was a big missing piece last year. But you play the cards you're dealt, and we had a really good year. Just happened to get beat by a team that was really, really good. So we were right there.
Now that's the challenge of Division 7, Division 6 athletics. So many of these young men and young ladies play 2, 3 sports, and if they get nicked up and their downtime is extensive, they may miss two or three seasons in 1 year.
I mean, that's how it's got to be, Jack. I mean, yep. For us to be as successful as we are as an athletic program across the board, our best athletes have to play multiple sports, and that's why we're so. That's why, I mean, knock on wood, and I'm not trying to brag, but that's why we're so successful. That's why our girls programs are so successful. That's why our boys programs are so successful, because our boys do play three different sports. I mean, shoot, Caleb Meyer last year was our number two golfer, our best basketball player, and a pitcher in the state semifinal game. So I mean, that's the way our kids were born and raised in Fort Loramie, and there's a plus to everything, and the pluses always outweigh the minuses. So
there you go, you nailed it for sure. Corey Britton, our guest, 8 years head coach, Fort Loramie basketball. And congratulations not only to you and your basketball team last year, a 16-8 campaign. I gave you a brain teaser on the way in before tonight's football game. I said, Corey, congrats. You did something in high school basketball this year. Only two other teams did all season long in Division 7, and you were stumped. And I said, you beat the state champs once.
Yeah, I didn't really think about it like that. That just tells you how close we were. I mean, that's how it tells you how good basketball is in our area for us to beat Bakken's, and they beat us at home in overtime. And we go over there and we beat them. We played really well, and sectional final game was nip and tuck all night long. They made a couple more shots than we did. So, I mean, that just tells you how good basketball is in our area and our conference. I mean, we're one or two plays away, and who knows what happens. But credit to Bakken's, they got hot. They were phenomenal last year. And, you know, we didn't play well on one night, and it was the end of our season. But we had a great year last year. I thought we competed. I mean, four of our eight losses were all in December there when we were missing three of our top five starters. So,
right.
I mean, we played really, really well down the stretch. I think we won 9 of our last 10. We were red hot going into the tournament and just came up a little bit short.
As I said earlier, your 16-8 could easily have been 20-4. You talk about Bodkins getting hot, the Fort Loramie girls, Bodkins boys. You talk about peaking at the right time. Man, oh, man, that nobody in D7 was going to beat the Bodkins boys in the month of March. Nobody in D7 was going to come close to the Fort Loramie girls in the month of March.
No, our girls, I've never seen anything like what Coach Siegel and the girls put together last year. You talk about just a masterpiece for the greater part of 2.5 years, to be honest with you.
Yep.
I mean, they go undefeated the year before and absolutely have heartbreak and have their season end, and just to be come back and then be able to repeat that performance and just do it in such dominating fashion. Really, really happy to see that for our girls and for our community. Coach Siegel deserves all of it. She's not only a tremendous lady, but just an absolute heck of a basketball coach.
Corey Britton, 8th-year head coach, Fort Loramie boys basketball, our guest here at the half of Versailles Fort Loramie football. Tigers lead 21-0, and we're still about 8 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. I wanted to ask you about summer hoops. How did it go? Have you liked what you've seen so far? Summer's ended. Give us a report on summer basketball on the boys' side.
First, any summer basketball this year was better than no summer basketball like the year before. So we were just happy to be together in the month of June. I thought we had a really productive summer.
Good.
We played a lot of big schools that pushed us. And we're going to be young, but I tell you what, this group's a lot of fun to watch. They're a lot of fun to coach. They're gritty. They're tough. And they play extremely hard. And I like our chances in our league just because I know we're going to play for 32 minutes and we're going to play as hard as we can.
I know Spencer Wells, the head football coach here at Fort Loramie, said to me 2 weeks ago, you know, Jack, we've only got two or three starters back, but these young men change from one season to another. They grow, they mature, they fine-tune their skills. And he said, I'm up to the challenge. I think we'll have a refreshing, brand-new squad, and will be exciting to watch. And the Redskins sure were last weekend ending a 9-game losing streak to Minster.
Oh, that was what a performance out of the gates by our kids. They were ready to go. They executed to perfection and cashed in on opportunities when opportunities presented themselves. So I still like our chances in this one. We're a play away, a pass two away from getting back in it, and a lot of football to be played in the second half.
Yeah, Redskins need to take the second half kickoff and drive it 75 yards in 8 or 10 plays, whatever it takes, and put points on the board. A wrinkle in your basketball schedule this year, you've got an exciting home date, Martin Luther King weekend. How many schools come to the Fort Laramie gym?
We have 8 schools. We tried to do it last year. Unfortunately, COVID really canceled it.
Right.
But this year is our first annual Martin Luther King showcase. We're really, really excited about the lineup. We got 8 different schools coming in. Our first game of the day is going to be Minster versus Convoy Crestview.
Woo.
Second game of the day is going to be Marion Local versus Grandview Heights out of Columbus.
Woo.
Grandview Heights is a Division IV team that 3 straight years have made the regional tournament. Our third game of the day is going to be Anna versus Springfield Catholic. Springfield Catholic brings back their top 8. Should be one of the better Division IV teams in Southwest Ohio. And then we'll close the night. We'll close the day down that night playing Tiffin Columbia, a Division II team from Northwest Ohio who went 20-5 last year. They bring back their 6 out of their top 7, including their best scorer. They lost the district finals last year by 1 in overtime, and they bring back their best scorer who's got some Division I looks. So
sounds to me like the Mac and the Shelby County League will be underdogs in 4 straight.
We'll see what happens when the time comes, but it's going to be a great day of basketball. We're going to have the varsity teams are going to play in the big gym in about an hour and a half before the varsity game.
Yeah.
The JV teams are going to play in the junior high gym. So it's going to be a day full of basketball. You know, we're not trying to compete with anything else, but we feel like there's an avenue and a place for small school, high quality basketball on one day, and we're going to try to provide that to the area.
And that'll be on the Sunday of Martin Luther King weekend.
Correct. Yep. First game's going to start. First JV game will start at 1 o'clock in the junior high. First varsity game will start at 2:30 in the big gym.
And then the final varsity game of the night will tip at
7 p.m. 7:30, I think.
Okay.
So.
Wow. I won't have a voice when that night ends.
I tell you what, it's going to be a great day of basketball. I think I'll do a couple PA games before our game. How about that?
Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Yep. Corey Britton, head basketball coach at Fort Laramie, starts his 8th year in a few months. Redskins will be young but mighty talented here in 2021-22 in high school hoops. Say we're flexible, and we like to appreciate the home crowd in Botkins at Meyer's Tavern. A variety of food on our menu. You can have lunch, breakfast, dinner, all across the board. Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6 o'clock. The omelets are popular starters. Terrific strip loin steak dinners for only $12.50 are served after 4. We're proud to be local, and we're proud to be a casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day at Meyer's in Botkins. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271 to place your carryout order from Meyer's, 303 North Main in Botkins. That's 937-693-8271. A wide, flexible menu at Meyer's in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. 21-0 Versailles leads Fort Laramie. We're 3 minutes away from the start of our second half. It is time out now for another 3-minute radio break. Another 3-minute radio break. Then we will return with our second half kickoff. This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There was actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. We start the third quarter from here at Fort Loramie. Redskins return the kickoff from their 18 out to about the 28. That's where the return man, Damon Mesher, is submerged under some white jerseys from Versailles. Fort Loramie begins shy of its 30. Opening seconds, third quarter, 21-0. Versailles in the lead. So many thanks to our WMVR 105.5 TAM FM sponsors tonight. We'll run them down for you. They include Best One Tire, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, and Sydney Tire. Breeze kicking up out of the south. It's quite strong. There are dark clouds to that direction. Here's Fort Loramie. Good blocking at the point of attack. Fine run burst up the middle by Sherman. Look at him scamper right down the hash mark from the 28 to the 40. He picked up an even dozen. First and 10 Redskins, opening play of this drive to start the second half. Fort Loramie needs to answer, get a touchdown, get a stop, and make this interesting. Versailles, on a real hot night, Chuck, hasn't had to sweat much yet.
No. They've had pretty much their own way, both sides of the ball.
Indeed. Sherman again, right guard, meets resistance at about the 40, keeps the legs kicking, and surges to the 42. Second down, 8 yards to go for a first down. Opening minute, third quarter. It is 21-0 in favor of Versailles, which at times tonight has looked like a Division II team. It has been a powerful running attack and a nice pass offense as well. Caleb Maurer in the offensive backfield shirks away a tackler and lives nicely. Spontaneous throw down the right side, caught at the 35 to the 31. Logan Eilerman went leaping, hauled it in, big gainer, 31-yard strike, first and 10 Redskins.
They had a hold of Maurer's shoulder pads. He pulled away and did a great job of finding Eilerman down the field.
That is his athleticism right there in a nutshell on that play. Here's Caleb, deep drop. He's 10 yards behind the line. Oh, he lofts it to an open receiver. Ball thrown short. Caught at the 11. Run after catch to the 5. Is that Logan again?
Yes.
Logan Eilerman went up for the jump ball, speared it. The Versailles defender was turned around, did not get looking back at the ball in time. Eilerman had stopped. Spencer Wells tells me every now and then he tells Caleb, hey, If Logan's downfield with a defender somewhere nearby, make yourself look good and throw it up for Logan to go after it.
Yeah, I made the comment last week. The Minster people should have understood what they were watching because right. It looked like Wolf back in the day when they would just take the ball, throw it up, three guys around right. him, and he would catch it. Eilerman's got that kind of talent.
Well, a shaken up Tiger at the 14-yard line has resulted in a stoppage. 10:40 left to go here in the third quarter. 21-0 Tigers. Fort Loramie with a serious march at the 5. First and goal on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale you will never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Car and light truck repair, too. Free pickup and delivery. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Well, a Versailles player is shaken up. The result for the stoppage and delay at the moment, and we won't begin to speculate who it is.
That's McEldowney, number four.
Or the nature of the injury. We've identified the player, but he is being tended to. And lo and behold, Chuck, did we see lightning?
I think the referee did.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I mentioned a few minutes ago there were black clouds to the south. It's kind of been building from that direction all night long. McEldowney limping to the sideline. Play is stopped. A lightning delay, what's that, 30 minutes?
I think it's 30 minutes, and each time they see lightning, it's 30 yeah, more yeah. minutes.
Well, we'll have to stay close in touch with the radio station, WMBR 105.5 TAM FM. Let's let you know where we are at this point. 10 minutes, 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. It is Versailles 21, Fort Loramie nothing. Fort Loramie has the ball first and goal to go at the Versailles 5-yard line. It's been all Versailles up to this point, but a very steady drive of Fort Loramie. Some big completions by Caleb Maurer to Logan Eilerman here in the third period in the first couple minutes of the second half to ignite this Redskins offense. And who knows, a touchdown here and a change of momentum. If Fort Loramie can get it within two scores, get the ball back, you never know.
Well, they're a good football team, and I know they made adjustments at halftime because they're a well-coached football team. And, you know, they got talent.
Right.
For sales, like you said, looks like a very good, very good Division V school. And, you know, Loramie is a good Division VII, but they're a little bit of a gap in the nature of the talent.
Well, I tell you what, that offense of Versailles at times tonight has looked equipped to stay right with Division II.
Yep.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi, a big supporter of area high school athletics after 55 years. Family-owned Superior continues its progress. To support its growth, we are currently looking for qualified applicants. To stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities at Superior Aluminum in Rushi. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today. Discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com. Well, we will check out from our online presentation, go offline with the play-by-play and color of tonight's game. You will hear Van Halen along the way on scoresbroadcast.com, our radio station, which simulcasts our coverage. WMVR 105.5 TAM FM will return to its normal programming. We will stay in touch with the board operator at the station to let her know when we might resume. As Chuck noted seconds ago, the delay is extended for, I think, a full half hour each time a lightning bolt is seen. So our actual clock time right now, Chuck, is what?
It's going to be, we got 10:40. It's going to be, looks like about 9 o'clock, 9:05.
It's 8:41, 8:42 presently. So it's going to be 10 after 9 for certain before we do return here to Fort Loramie to complete this game, if we do complete it tonight. But it's going to be 10 after 9 before we do come back. That is for certain. 21-0 Versailles leads. We will continue to communicate with our board operator at the radio station, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. But hopefully we are back with the remainder of the second half of this game in the next 30 minutes. Online, you'll hear Van Halen, but there will be no play-by-play and color presentation until the officials say, we've got 30 minutes passed after the last lightning bolt, and then we can take the field again. And that's not going to happen until at least 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. Again, our score, 21-0. Versailles in the lead over Fort Loramie. We will break away. Normal programming for the station. We will go offline here on Scores Broadcast. This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Hello again, high school football audience. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. We will play football tonight. That's the word from the officials of both schools. We will complete this game tonight between Fort Loramie and Versailles. It is sprinkling rain ever so slightly. Haven't seen any lightning probably for 20, 30 minutes. A small cell drifted over this part of Shelby County near the Shelby-Auglaize line. It dumped for about 20 minutes. There was a lightning show for about 15. It's all moved off to the north, into Auglaize County. So I think it's a matter of half an hour, 40 minutes, and we'll start right around 10 o'clock. So if you are interested in hearing the end of this Fort Loramie Versailles football game, we'll probably be picking up action early in the third quarter around 10 o'clock. Versailles leads 21-0. Fort Loramie has the ball on the Versailles 5-yard line, first and goal to go. We're less than 2 minutes in to the second half of this game. Versailles is on top by a score of 21-0. The rain was never real heavy. There was never a lot of thunder. The lightning wasn't close. There was a small cell over this part of Shelby County. It sat. It let loose for a while. The lightning and the rain have moved on off to the north, northwest, into Auglaize County, and we should have playable football conditions probably around 10 o'clock. So stay tuned to scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee from Fort Loramie, 21-0 Versailles. We are early in the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are here at Fort Loramie. Rain has stopped. There's been no lightning for 45 minutes or so. Never did rain hard. The lightning wasn't real close.
No.
There was maybe a clap or two of thunder, but it was off in the distance to the west. Began to the southwest, then went by Fort Loramie to the west and off to the north. And we are going to complete tonight's high school football game between the Versailles Tigers and Fort Loramie Redskins. It's 21-0 in favor of Versailles. Fort Loramie has the football. 2 minutes into the third quarter, first and goal at the Versailles 5-yard line. Understand, Chuck, a number of games throughout West Central Ohio delayed tonight because of weather.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's one of those nights. It's August. It's the humidity today for a week has been horrible, so this is what you expect.
I guess you could take this game, move it to 9 or 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. The temperature has dropped significantly tonight. It's quite comfortable to play football.
Well, and if they do that, then there's no JV game in the morning. And
right.
They want to get those kids some action, too. So.
And by noon tomorrow, it'd be 90 degrees again.
Oh, yeah. It'd be a beautiful day.
Well, Versailles, by way of recap, scored the first two times it had the football. A couple of long marches. Then because of some passing completions and penalties, Versailles did not score on its next two possessions. Did score, though, late in the second quarter to move on top, but three scores, 21-0 at the halftime break. Fort Loramie did advance the football productively. Its first two trips down the field, got the ball across the 50, had to give it up via punt. Fort Loramie now is on the 5-yard line after receiving the football to start the third quarter. Redskins have moved it from inside their own 35-yard line to the Versailles 5 very quickly in the first minute 20 of the third quarter.
Well, Maurer completed, they're two for two and they for 61 yards. So, yeah, they had two big plays right in a row, and they definitely have to put this in the end zone here on first and goal.
Well, the crowd, excuse me, easy for me to say, as that Reese's candy goes down. The crowd was about 2,000. Now it's probably 200, as most everybody has gone home. But we're bringing you second half coverage of Versailles and Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie first and goal at the 5-yard line. Caleb Maurer calls his own number, fakes it to Sherman Keats, and he slips into the end zone over right tackle. Redskin fans go crazy. Aren't many of them here? They're right below us. Our press box window is wide open. Caleb Maurer with a nifty dash to the end zone. He made a sharp jump cut in the hole, and he blew right past the linebacker. And Fort Loramie is down 15, 21-6. Extra point try coming up here by Aiden Boland, a 5'10", 165-pound sophomore. He was 3 for 6 a week ago in the extra point department. Ball is placed down, kicked high, end over end. It is inside the right upright, went above it, just to the left of it. It is good, and it's a 21-7 game. Redskins need to stop another score, and then we've got a real finish to this clash in the fourth quarter. But first off, Fort Loramie's got to play defense, and it's been difficult stopping Versailles all night long.
Well, the two times that they did, I mean, they did a much better job after the first two drives. But at the same time, like you said, Versailles was creating their own problems with holding and penalties and drop passes. They had a touchdown they dropped in the drive that they didn't score.
Yes. Versailles is led offensively by Carson Bay, spelled B-E-Y, 5'10", 175-pound senior. And the feature running backs are Landon Henry, 6 feet, 185, a senior, and Jack Osborne, 5'11", 160, a senior. Both are very fast.
Yeah, boy.
Titus Garrett, the fullback, 6 foot junior. Offensive line is manned by Taron Tayo, spelled T-Y-O, Taron Tayo, 6'4", senior, 300-pounder. He's the left tackle. And it's a senior-laden club, figured to be good this year. These young men, as 8th and 9th graders, were quite talented. And the future was being explored right then. Wow, how good could this team be when these young men are juniors and seniors. Well, that time has arrived. Here's the kickoff by Fort Loramie, returned by Versailles from the 15. Oh, what a hit at the 24. Special teams coverage by the Redskins has been so very good the first couple weeks of the year. Gabe Hart, a freshman, 6'3" tall, 165-pounder. He zoomed downfield and lowered the boom.
Stopped him right in his tracks.
Yes. Jack Osborne was belted hard. Tigers start first and 10 from their own 25. 2.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play. And ripping right up the middle goes the running back for Versailles, breaking 1, 2, 3 tackles. And he gallops all the way to the 44.
How's Henry back? How nice is it to have these two running backs? One plays a quarter, the other plays a quarter. You got fresh legs. Very talented group.
Landon Henry right behind his center. 6'2 senior Caleb Rush. The running play good for right at 20. From the 24 out to the 44. 2 minutes gone, third quarter, 21-7. Versailles in the lead. Fort Loramie answering with a touchdown to start the second half after the lengthy delay. Quarterback kept it. Flags fly. Good run by Carson Bay. Tell you what, he is 5'10", 175. Plays bigger than that. Would not be denied. Wedged out 8 yards. Did I hear thunder, Chuck? What is that? Or is that equipment, is that equipment being moved on the upper level of the box? Apparently the flag was picked up.
It was a sideline warning.
Oh. 9:43 to go, third quarter. Versailles 21, Fort Loramie 7. Second down and 4 yards to go for the Tigers right at the 50. Carson Bay's got 1-2 receivers to the left. Man in motion from that side.
Counter!
And it's a counter to the left. Oh, Fort Loramie spells it out. No go. Ball carrier stalemated. Point of attack. Might have lost a foot. 47-yard line. Third down. 6 or 7 to go for a first down for the Tigers with 9:11 to go in the third quarter. 21-7 Versailles. But Fort Loramie trying to make it interesting. Let's see if one of the McElDownies, Cousins, Noah, and Eli, is a target on this play. They need at least 7, do the Tigers. Bay rolls left. He's in a little bit of trouble. He does manage to get the ball away. Floats it down the left side. Caught. Missed tackle. Another missed tackle. Off to the races for Sales. Touchdown. Gone. Noah McElDowney. Oh, the play from scrimmage goes about, what, 53 yards?
Yes, sir.
Woo, wow. Beautifully done. Carson Bay had a cluster of red jerseys around him. The Redskins were about set to collapse on the quarterback, who drifted left. He was shallow in the pocket, but he found his receiver, and Noah McElDowney on a sprint down the left sideline made it seem like about a third of the Fort Loramie defense miss.
I'll tell you, he is one fast kid.
Here is the extra point try by Chase McElDowney. Left foot boot. Oh, he smashes it. Would have been good on a 35, 40-yard field goal. Well, there's another answer for you. Fort Loramie gets 7. Versailles, as all good teams do, bounce right back. 28-7 Tigers, 8:39 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com.
Well, we don't think it was thunder. Might have been some equipment, TV cameras perhaps, being moved up above top level of the press box. But we did hear what sounded like thunder. Don't believe it was.
Don't want it to be.
No. Here's Versailles kickoff, and it's a line drive boot. And it is smacked hard to the 10-yard line. Redskins return it to the 22, and that's it. Great coverage right on the numbers by the Versailles Tigers.
That's Eilerman. I mean, he pretty much does everything.
Yes. I tell you what, when you've got two or three studs in D7 football, Chuck, you play them, utilize them all over the field, both ways, special teams,
yep.
Returning kicks. Well, we're 8:34 left in the third quarter, and Fort Loramie once again faces a 21-point deficit. Could not bring a halt to Versailles on a big third down play. And Versailles made the Redskins pay, striking for pay dirt on a 53-yarder. Boy, what a great play we just saw by Caleb Maurer. He was hot-footing it, the offensive backfield. The quarterback sprinted out of trouble, and he threw a rifle shot down the right side of the field, caught right in front of the Tigers' bench. Who on the reception was that, Chuck?
That was Eilerman.
Logan Eilerman along the sideline found a little pocket in that zone between two Versailles Tigers defenders, and the play is good for 20. Caleb Maurer made it happen with a great ad-lib. Here he is again in the pocket, skipping out of trouble, finds an open receiver, middle of the field, at the Tigers 45, tackle at the 42.
What an athletic kid Maurer is. My goodness.
Two fine passes, two good catches by Fort Loramie. Some nice little sidesteps after the catches, but the plays were set up by Caleb Maurer, the quarterback who bought time. First and 10, 43 of the Tigers, and it's an all-out throw, every play, pass attack by Fort Loramie now. It goes to the near sideline. It's good. Caught at the 34-yard line, first down and then some.
Well, they were double-teaming Eilerman early in the game, and now they're letting him just single coverage, and he's too good to be single covered.
Adjustments by Fort Loramie as well, finding other receivers. That was Kaiser out of the backfield on the last one. 7:44 to go in the third quarter, 28-7 Versailles. Fort Loramie trying to rally again. Here's a down-and-out throw by Maurer, and it's on the button at the 19-yard line. Far side of the field. Tackle made on the play by Chase McElDowney of Versailles on the receiver Eilerman, who's rolled out of bounds, 19-yard line, and it is a foot short of a first down. Second and less than one. 7:29 to go, third quarter. 28-7, Versailles leads. Fort Loramie trying to get back in the hunt. Rolling left is Caleb Maurer. Three white shirts on him. He heaves that one to the back of the end zone. And skying for it is Eilerman. He can't haul it in. He and another teammate were back there. Caleb made sure nobody could pick it off.
It was going to be caught by Eilerman or not caught by anybody.
Exactly. 7:16 remaining, clock stop. Third quarter of play. That was second and very short, so now it's third and less than one. Redskins may run it here for the first down. Caleb Maurer, he gives inside handoff Sherman, and he busts through. He's down to the 15, 14, might have lurched to the 13-yard line. First and 10, Fort Loramie.
The Tigers had a 10-3 first down advantage in the first half, and now it is 11-10. Now
these are sustained drives for the Redskins to start the third quarter. Caleb Maurer in the offensive backfield. Oh, he's hemmed in this time. He's pinched by two linebackers who crashed through. Caleb cannot get out of trouble, and he's dragged down at the 14-yard line. Might have lost a foot. It's going to be second down, a little more than 10. Fort Loramie can get a first down in the vicinity of the four. 6.5 to go, third quarter. 21-7 Versailles. Redskins send Logan Eilerman way left, all by his lonesome, single covered. Let's see if Caleb rolls this way. He looks to the left, now throws back to the right. And boy, a defender from Versailles jumped the route, nearly picked it off at the 7. Incomplete. Third and 10, four down territory for Fort Loramie. Versailles is going to be one of those teams all year long where if you get in a shootout with them, you've got to score just about every single possession. The Tigers are that talented offensively. It's a machine. Maurer on third and 10. Here comes the blitz, and Caleb's got no chance. Boom, he goes down.
And that's the quarterback, Bay, who got the tackle.
Wow. What a sack. One quarterback on another. Carson Bay came blitzing through. That was a great sideline defensive call right there. As the quarterback, Caleb Maurer, as gifted as he is, he had no chance to pull a Houdini there. It's 4th and 20 from the 24. Fort Loramie must get to the 4 for a first down. 6:13 to go in the third quarter. It is 28-7 Versailles, and I think Fort Loramie is asking for a timeout. Wouldn't say, Chuck, that this plays the ball game, but Fort Loramie needs some magic right now.
Well, I mean, they're down 21 points. They're moving the ball, but yeah, if they don't score here, and they haven't shown that they can stop Versailles, so that's a juggernaut across there. That's a good football
team. Oh, it sure is. So many thanks to Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Take advantage of deals and sales around the clock at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. One of the best buys always, DeWalt Power Tools and Accessories at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Tell Darren Yinkst you heard about his store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. With us for each and every Fort Loramie game on scoresbroadcast.com are these three Fort Loramie game sponsors. With us for the Redskins in action only when Fort Loramie plays, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. It is 4th and 20 for Fort Loramie at the Versailles 24, halfway through the third quarter. Redskins down, 3 touchdowns. Snap back to Caleb Maurer. He retreats 10 yards. Here's a long, high-arching bomb. Corner of the end zone. Leaping high for it is Logan Eilerman. And a couple of white shirts managed to spike the ball away. Throw is on the money. Throw is there, Chuck. But good coverage by Versailles. That looked like an NFL throw, NFL pass coverage, and a tremendous attempt by Eilerman to reel that in.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great play, but it was a better play by McElDowney. McElDowney went up, and he timed his jump perfectly.
Eli is a 5'11", 155-pound senior. Suffered some cramps earlier in this game, but is back out there going strong. And Versailles takes over at its own 24 with 5:53 left here in the third quarter. And here's the handoff, outside right tackle. Ball is dealt from Bay to Henry. Henry chugs to the 31. He's got about 6. Second down, 5 yards to go. I tell you, Versailles' offense is all set up, Chuck, by that first down run that always gets 5 half dozen yards or more.
Yeah, I mean, that's when you get 6 yards on first down on a run up the middle, you're doing something right.
5:20 to go in the third, 28-7 in favor of Versailles. Well, we've remarked a few times tonight, this Versailles team looks like a Division II offense out there, Chuck. Here's a running play right up the gut. No red shirts around. Wow! 45-50. Long gone is the running back. Look at him go. He shoots all the way to the end zone. Osborne or Henry? Which one?
Osborne.
That is blinding speed. I don't think he was touched. Looked like a quick trap over left guard.
My goodness.
And he bolted across the line of scrimmage, and it was a track meet, and he led everybody to the finish line, which was the goal line. How many yards, Chuck?
64.
I was going to say 65, right about that distance. And Versailles has broken this thing wide open, and the Tigers are one more score away from a continuous clock. 34-7, extra point try by Chase McElDowney. Boy, the more and more I watch this team, Chuck, I think of the Anna Rockets in 2019.
Kind of the same feel, isn't it?
Yeah. Extra point is good. Versailles very well equipped in the place-kicking department. If needed, they could make field goals from 35 or 40 yards away.
And Bay is the holder, so I'm telling you, you got some tricks out there, I guarantee you.
You got to play it honest if you're on defense. 5 minutes left, third quarter. 35-7 Versailles leads Fort Loramie. That kick was good, wasn't it, or was it hooked to the right?
I don't see him put a point up.
Scoreboard registered.
I'm blocked.
Yep, scoreboard registers 34. I took my eyes off the official.
Yep.
And apparently he hooked it. and it was wide right outside the upright, about the only thing the Tigers have mistaken tonight. It's been a foolproof game. 5 minutes to go in the third, 34-7 Versailles. Well, unfortunately, Fort Loramie answered with a touchdown down 21-0 and then gave up two quick strikes. Understand Marion Local defeated Macomb 10-0. Versailles plays Marion Local at the Flyer Stadium next week.
That is a Marion Local type score, 10-0.
Yeah, yeah. Coldwater was down at Division I Oak Hills in Western Cincinnati tonight. That was a 7-6 lead for Coldwater late second quarter. Kickoff for Sales, returned by Fort Loramie from the 14. Redskins bring it back horizontally, sideways, across the field, and nothing doing. Good tackle by Versailles.
Max Garrett, boy, he hit him low. It looked like he had a little running room.
Redskins start to first and 10 from the 20. Now Versailles defense, Chuck, can just pin their ears back and take off at Caleb Maurer. 4:53 to go, third quarter, 34-7 in favor of Versailles. Caleb Maurer floods the left and right with a pair of receivers each way. He's back at his 11, looks, dumps it in the flat. And Fort Loramie needs a block, or they need to make a man miss, and that's a textbook tackle at the line of scrimmage.
That's Henry. Isn't it amazing to watch these guys that are so outstanding offensively? I mean, I guess it's not shocking. They're just athletes. What a great tackle that was.
Now up and down at this level, D6, D7. Boy, you get your, seven or eight best athletes on the field both ways, offensive and defense.
You have to.
Yep. Very little gain on the play, minimal, maybe a yard and a half. Here's a down-and-out pattern thrown by Caleb Maurer. Oh, that's a beauty. All the way to the sideline, across the field. The arm strength displayed unbelievably there, and catching it near sideline before going out of bounds was the receiver. I'm not sure if that was Logan Eilerman or not.
It
was. Logan again. Wow. What a pitch by Caleb Maurer as the play went for 24. All the way to the 40. Here's Maurer sprinting right, out of trouble. Receiver, middle of the field, comes back for the ball, catches at the 50. Play good for 12. Tell you what, Chuck, I know the nature of the game now is you got to play from behind, but Fort Loramie has proven now 2 weeks in a row it can throw the football and do it well often.
Yeah, I mean, this is they're going to beat a lot of teams this year.
Here's Caleb Maurer with a middle screen. Oh, it was set up well, and it's coughed up. Incomplete, 2 yards across the line of scrimmage. Sherman got a mid on it, could not pull it down, second and 10. Well, amidst those down and outs and slants, that screen was well timed, and it would have worked. The catch was not executed. So it's second and 10, Redskins from the 50. Here's a pass 5 yards downfield, and Versailles has got that double team. No chance for a reception there. This Versailles defense, Chuck, went to work on videotape after that Fort Loramie Minster game.
Yeah, they seemed to know that Eilerman was pretty good.
And this may be about as well as Fort Loramie is defensed all year long. Third and 10 Redskins. Ball at the 50, 3:35 to go third quarter, 34-14 Versailles. Here's a ball thrown left sideline, and there's a scrap for it, a fight for it. It might have been picked off. Tigers have got it. As Fort Loramie went to the well once too often, that down and out to Logan Eilerman arrived late. Intercept by Versailles. Whistles blow. Is there a flag, or is it a change of possession?
I think they're going to give him a break here, but that was McElDowney again. What an athlete that kid is.
And you're simply not going to be able to make that play work time and time again against a good club.
No.
And the McElDowneys are extremely athletic. And the route was jumped by Eli, and he simply went into a tussle for the football with Logan Eilerman and had the little little better angle on it and ripped it right away from him.
Well, he threw it late because of the pressure on him, and that gave McElDowney a chance to jump the route, and he did. Nice one-handed interception, too, but it went into the crook of his arm.
Yeah. Boy, am I going to be interested in that Versailles-Marion score next week.
Why don't we go do that one?
Here's a running play around right end, and look at the back go for Versailles. Oh, what a move! Slicing inside the numbers. And going all the way to the end zone is the touchdown.
That was Osborne again. He's got 114 yards on his last two carries and two touchdowns.
This Jack Osborne is a streak.
Wow.
Woo! He can burn it. He can fly.
We're going to go to a running clock now.
Versailles, what, Chuck? Three possessions, second half, three scores?
Yep.
And they've only needed, what, a dozen plays for those three touchdowns?
Three, six, seven.
Seven, that's it?
Yep.
For the three TDs?
Yep.
Osborne's got two of them on long jaunts. And it's 40-7 in favor of Versailles. Chase McElDowney's extra point try is steered through the uprights after he did miss the previous one.
That was close.
By just a couple feet. You're right, that one was inside the left post, not by much. 3:20 left, third quarter, continuous clock to speed this game up now. Be no stoppages except for what, penalties and timeouts? That's it?
That's it, yep.
3:20 left in the third, 41-7 Versailles in a rout over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale you will never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Car and light truck repair, too. Free pickup and delivery. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
This is Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at Fort Loramie. Field a bit damp. We had some light rain, never real heavy stuff. Lightning wasn't close, but it could be seen. So we had a delay, Chuck, that ran about, what, hour and 20 minutes or so?
Yeah, real close.
Kickoff back inside the 10-yard line. Fort Loramie muffs, goes back and gets it on a knee, and the Redskins, to add insult to injury, start from their own 10. Yeah, about an hour and 25-minute delay, something in that vicinity.
Well, Dan Holland, the superintendent, took me over to show me the new gym and what they did to the floor. It's the prettiest gym floor I've ever seen.
It is sparkling. It can be a real treat to be in that gymnasium this winter. Yep, Redskins now in a hole on their own 10, and Versailles knows that Caleb Maurer and company have got to go up top with the football. In fact, the linebackers drift into the secondary on a first down run for just one or two. 2:16 to go, third quarter, clock ticking. The continuous clock, Chuck, is a very beneficial rule. It speeds up the game, and I think it's got a good chance to diminish injury late in a contest, which is out of hand.
The only thing that it does negatively is you get kids on the sideline that don't play much in a game like this. They would get time, but at the same time, you don't want to run the score up on somebody.
That's a good point. Uh-oh, here's a lost snap from center. It's on the ground. It's near the goal line. Who recovers? Does Fort Loramie have it? Third down for the Redskins on the recovery at the 2-foot line. Boy, when it unravels, it's gotten away from the Redskins in a big manner. 1:26 to go in the third quarter. It is a 41-7 game. Fort Loramie's got to get all the way out to about the 20 for a first down. Caleb Maurer, 6 or 7 yards deep in his end zone. Handoff goes to Sherman. He's dumped right at the 2. But Versailles has shown it can play very stout defense. It's got quickness all over the field, strength up front. It's senior laden, a lot of savvy and know-how. And a few years ago, Chuck, when these young men were 7th and 8th graders, Fort Loramie, or I should say Versailles, was talking about 2020 and 2021, and here we are.
Here we are.
Fort Loramie somehow gets the punt away from 9.5 yards deep in the end zone. Nobody back for Versailles, which came all out at the kicker, Sherman. Good boot rolling dead at the 43 of Fort Loramie. That's where Versailles starts first and 10. We've got 26 seconds to go in the third quarter. Fourth period will fly.
Yes, please.
And the clock stops on the exchange of possession. When they do change possessions, clock stops. Stops and timeouts, of course. When penalties are assessed, there's a stoppage of play. I'm trying to recall.
Yeah, when they put the ball in play, they'll crank the clock.
Right. Under 25 to go now in the third. Versailles to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers right. Inside handoff. Henry dragged down right at the tailbone. Had his shirt yanked. Actually, it was not Henry. It was the fullback, Titus Garrett. 6 foot junior. He's one of very few juniors who plays a lot. Third quarter has closed. It is Versailles blowing out Fort Loramie. 41-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, Versailles takes over the football, 43-yard line in Fort Loramie's end. We start the fourth quarter of play. It is Garrett bulldozing up the middle for about 4 or 5. That's one of the shortest runs from scrimmage for Versailles. Yeah, the quarterback has been forced out of the pocket a couple of times. Has had to run it for a short advance or no gain. That play on first and 10 goes for right at 4, and that might very well be the least productive run play by the Tigers on first and 10 all night.
Well, before that, they had run the ball 6 times in the third quarter for 145 yards.
Oh, my goodness. That's about, 24 a pop? Here is Versailles running it on second down and 6 from the 40-yard line of Fort Loramie. And the Redskins blanket the ball carrier, Titus Garrett, right at the 44. It sets up
it's fourth down.
Fourth and 6. I was thinking it was third for some reason. I missed a play.
Yeah.
Continuous clock has chucked all the way down to 10:48 to go in the game. And it is still moving. It's on a fast pace. Versailles to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers to the left. No punt here from Versailles. They go for it. Fake the inside handoff. It's a down and out pass pattern. Oh, it's right on the money. It's caught by one of the McIldownies. He's hurrying to the sideline. Steers it at the 43. And he zips inside the 40 to the 39. First and 10. Chuck, when the receiver runs parallel to the line of scrimmage away from the quarterback, the QB's got no margin for error, and that ball was thrown right on the dot.
That was perfect, and just ask Michigan how hard it is to go against crossing patterns.
10 minutes to go in the game, 41-7 in favor of Versailles. It has been all Tigers here tonight. Fort Loramie tried to make a game of it early in the third. Got 7 points on the board to start the third quarter right away in the first 2 minutes. But then relinquished field position and gave up 3 Versailles quick strikes. A couple of long running plays by Osborne. And the Tigers put 20 points on the board in about 7 or 8 plays. And in just a few minutes and broke this game wide open. Clock running continuously. 9:20, 9:19 to go fourth quarter. It is 41-7 Versailles. Last running play, first and 10 from the 30-yard line, netted four, second and six. Deep handoff to a new running back who's in for the Tigers, and behind a wall of blocking up front, he puts his head down and chugs down to about the 11-yard line.
Isaac Gabe Thompson.
Yes, Gabe Thompson ran it. Isaac Ratterman for Fort Loramie prevented a first down from being converted. So it's third and one. Line of scrimmage, the 21 for Versailles. Ball on the Redskins' end. 8.5 to go in the game. Clock moving briskly. Thompson again, offensive backfield. It's a sprint draw, outside right tackle. And he knifes to the 15-yard line. He's got a first down from the 15 of the Redskins. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna, about which we'll speak here shortly. We'll play the new Victorious commercial, which is presented to you by Dr. Lisa Marino of Victorious Health and Wellness. And here is Thompson again, puts his head down and bulldogs his way down to about the 10-yard line. 7:44, 7:43 to go here in the fourth. That was a first down gallop for five. Second and five for Sales, 10-yard line of Fort Loramie.
Let's get Mike Clancy's players ready. Kind of an easy night for both teams.
Here come the Tigers to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers left. Is that Carson Bay still quarterbacking, or has he been subbed out?
I think he's subbed out now. I mean, this kid looks like he's about 6'8".
Yeah, I think I know who that is. Here's a run around the right end. Fort Loramie strings it to the sideline. Nifty tackle on the outside at about the 8-yard line. Good play by Calvin Hoyne. Along that offensive and defensive line, he excels. And that was a clinic-like tackle on that play. Third and three for Versailles. 6:45, 6:44, 6:43 to go. Here come the Tigers to the line of scrimmage. Football resting at about the 9. And Versailles can get a first down at the 6. Inside running play looks like a first down and then some. Tackle made at the 4. It's Thompson blasting. First and goal for the Tigers. First and goal to go. Tell you what, this Versailles team has got talent down at the 9th and 10th grade levels. I was talking to Scott Ward from the WTGR Tiger radio station, and he said there is, yes, a boatload of very good seniors on the roster this year, but it is a talented group down at the 10th and 11th grade levels as well. So although Versailles will graduate many fine athletes off this team next spring, there is a wealth of talent to fill in behind it. Second and goal now for Versailles after a short run of a yard. It's at the 5, and we're down to 5:20 left in the fourth quarter. This may be one of the fastest fourth quarters ever on record.
That's almost 11 o'clock, so thank you.
After that long delay of better than an hour and 20 minutes, it would be somewhat amazing if this game were to end by, what, 11:10?
I figure it's just our family that's listening right now anyway.
Here's the inside handoff. It goes on the play to Thompson, and Thompson extends the helmet to maybe the 2-yard line. Tackle made, goal to go for Sales right there. And the scoreboard reads, third and about 2.5 to go. It's goal to go for Versailles, I do believe. Or is it? No, it's not.
No, it's third down, third and three.
Versailles can get a first down in the field of play. Original line of scrimmage after the previous first down was the 14.
It is goal to go.
Here's a handoff outside right tackle. It's a moot point as Fort Loramie subdues the ball carrier behind the line of scrimmage. Didn't look like Versailles blocked that very well.
Well, they've got all their subs out there.
Yep. Some clean white shirts on the field for the Tigers. And Versailles is spending play clock time at the moment, down to 14-13, 3:50 left here in the fourth. Man, oh, man, this fourth quarter has flown. I said it would fly. Yeah. It's gone faster than I ever thought it would. It is goal to go from the five. I stand corrected. Oh, Versailles fakes the inside handoff, and the quarterback keeps, and he's untouched outside left tackle for six more. Stonebreaker is the big, lanky QB, fine basketball player. Connor Stonebreaker wears 30 on his back, 6'7", junior signal caller. And he's a tough man to bring down, even if you expect him to run.
Yeah,
well, on that play, he made a good fake. And even at 6'7", he went in unnoticed, wasn't touched, outside left tackle. And it's 47-7. Chase McEldown, his extra point is good. That touchdown drive led by junior QB Connor Stonebreaker, 48-7, as the Versailles Tigers pile up the points and lead it now by 41 with 3:34 left in this game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
And again, so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Fort Loramie game sponsors, the three with us every Fort Loramie contest. And they include Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, as well as M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. These Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company, about whom we spoke in our pregame tonight, seems like that was yesterday. Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Thank you so much, Francis Schulte and Superior Aluminum. And the Jewelry Barn. Make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, which has moved now to East Main Street, new location. We've heard from the Jewelry Barn tonight, haven't we?
Yes.
Not? Okay. And
we got everybody in.
During the national anthem, we highlighted the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission.
Yep.
Dan Eilerman Construction was in our pregame adjacent spots. So here we go. Fort Loramie's final possession of this game, no doubt. 2:56 to go in the fourth in a very speedy fourth period of play. Is that Caleb Maurer still in there at quarterback? Running play up the middle by the Redskins. Good for about three. 2:40 left in the fourth. Next week, the Fort Loramie Redskins host Covington, which lost in resounding fashion last week to St. Henry. Shut out by the Redskins of St. Henry. Meanwhile, Versailles goes to Marion Local to start off Midwest Athletic Conference action. Clock running, 2:16, 2:15 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie runs right up the gut on the inside. A spurt to the 40 and a first down. And Fort Loramie making wholesale changes after those two runs. And I think Fort Loramie's got an entirely new second team on the field.
Yeah, both teams do.
That might be Will Holland in there, that dotting the I behind the quarterback with 1:40 to go here in the third quarter. 1st and 10 Redskins at their own 46. It is Holland on a jet sweep around the left end. He's cornered far side of the field, beyond the numbers, can't get back to the line of scrimmage, tackled at the 39. 2nd down 12. 1:20 left in the fourth.
I was with Dan Holland when his son texted him during the rain delay and said, "Bring me food, Dad."
I like that. Like that. 1:06 left in the fourth. Our coverage next week will take place at Sydney High School, Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, Greenville at Sydney. It's the 30-0 reunion celebration. Culminates a few days of activities with 30-0 players from 68, 69, and 70 being recognized before the game and during the halftime.
I played on the 67 Bell Fountain team. It was probably the last team to beat them before they got their streak.
Okay.
I had nothing to do with it, but I was on the team.
Names that come to mind, John Wiggins, outstanding running back. Steve Williams, excellent player.
Didn't they have a wide receiver named Haynes, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was a player.
We're all the way down to 13 seconds to go. This is the last play of this game, and maybe the quickest fourth quarter played on record in OHSAA history. Tackle for a loss back at the 40, and that's it. After the long rain delay, it was somewhat justifiable that we were due to get a pretty quick second half, and it was academic after Versailles answered Fort Loramie's early third quarter score with two of their own, and Versailles pulled away to win it very convincingly by a final score of 48-7. 48-7. Oh, my goodness. Yep, Redskins will try to get well next week hosting Covington. Fort Loramie is a talented club. Chuck, this is how good Versailles is.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a club that's going to be ranked, I think, in the top couple or three in the state all year in D5. And when you stop and think about D5 in this region, Mechanicsburg comes to mind, maybe a school or two down in Cincinnati, and, you know, that may be about it. The season is unfolding. We got a long way to go. There may be some other clubs to emerge in Division 5 in this region. Brookville was playing in it tonight. Brookville is a D5 program. But this Versailles team may rule the roost all year long in this region in Division 5.
I don't think there's any doubt.
No. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors. Again, our anchors here on scoresbroadcast.com. And we'll get to our 2-minute radio break is coming up here in a matter of seconds. Hang loose, board operator at WMVR. But our anchor underwriting sponsors on Scores Broadcast tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Marker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville and Marysville, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, high-quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy and Tip City, home of the Big Boy and Pumpkin Pie. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank, and thanks to Osgood for another outstanding Loramie Gate. before the game tonight, Loramie's home opener. It was held near the Osgood Bank location down at the north end of the stadium. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM.com. SecureCom.com, the pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio, plus the Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, an office in Sydney and Shelby County, and Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. That's Dr. Lisa Marino at Victorious, the wife of Anna head football coach Nick Marino. Still awaiting a final score from down at Brookville.
They were down 21-7 the last time I got a score.
21-7.
It was in the third quarter, I think.
21-7.
Fourth quarter now, 21-7.
21-7, fourth quarter, late. Blue Devils lead Anna by 14 points. Anna's got a chore to come back and pull that game out. But Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna and Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, offices in the region, including Sydney and Shelby County, as well as St. Mary's and Lima, too. Victorious Health and Wellness jumped on board last spring, and the Family Resource Center just this month. Chuck, a quick look at numbers and our Clancy's restaurant recognition. Who gets the burgers?
Well, if you take a look, it's I think, pretty simple tonight. Caleb Maurer, quarterback Fort Loramie, had a terrific game. He threw the ball for 225 yards,
right,
and most of that in the second half. On the other side, Jack Osborne, I don't know what he had total.
Right.
I know he had three runs for touchdowns totaling 165 yards. So those two were the Clancy's players of the game.
We've got to do our two-minute radio station break, which I almost completely forgot. Our two-minute radio station break is upcoming. Here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at Superior Aluminum.com.
I apologize. I may have misspoke earlier when looking at a text that ran down the WMVR game sponsors for tonight. I may not have noted Emerson Wagner Realty or TC Sports and Design. But to Emerson Wagner Realty, TC Sports and Design, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, Sydney Tire, and Best One Tire, for our underwriting sponsors via the radio tonight, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Emerson Wagner Realty, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, DC Sports and Design, Sydney Tire, and Best One Tire. Again, Chuck, our Clancy's Award winners are
Caleb Maurer for the Redskins and Jack Osborne for the Tigers.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All you can eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them. And they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Welcome back here to Fort Loramie. It was a rain-swept night for a while. We had a delay of about an hour, 20 minutes or so. We resumed action around 10:15 tonight after we got all the way to the very early part of the third quarter. We played two periods, the first minute 20 or so of the third. There was enough lightning to stop play. There were bolts all over to the west and south. Then came a light rain, lightning disappeared, rain dissipated, and we began play again early in the third quarter. Fort Loramie trailed at that point by a score of 21-0. Redskins had a second and goal from the five, or I should say a first and goal from the five, when action did resume early in the third quarter. Redskins down 21 at the time. Fort Loramie scored, but Versailles answered with touchdown, 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 and seven or eight plays on the next three possessions, and that was it. This Versailles team is probably going to be ranked in the top two or three of the state all year long in the AP poll in D5. The team is that good. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Versailles didn't put a whooping on Marion Local next week.
Yeah, we'll see, but I tell you what, this is as good a football team, all phases, that I've seen for a while.
Yeah, it's
probably Anna, like you said, Anna a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I think this Versailles team resembles Anna very highly. Can do anything it wants on offense, this Versailles team can. Run or pass. They can throw it long. They can throw it short. They'll screen. Got a bevy of backs.
Oh, boy.
With great speed. And the quarterback's experience, all kinds of leadership skills.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I thought in the first quarter, I'm thinking, man, Henry, what a featured back. And then Osborne comes out there and just, he is so fast. I mean, he would get through the line and nobody would touch him.
Yeah, Damon Mesher played a little bit. I don't know how much. He played some. The important thing for Fort Loramie and Damon Mesher was to get out of this game as healthy or healthier than before you came in after being nicked up last week against Minster.
Yeah, in this game you didn't want to play him a bunch.
No. Next opponent for Fort Loramie, as we noted, is Covington here. Next Friday night for Versailles, it's at Marion Local. Tigers now 2-0, Fort Loramie 1-1. And our next broadcast of Game of the Week football here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM is next Friday night, Greenville at Sydney. It's the 30-0 reunion celebration night, culminating a few days of activities in Sydney as some of those team members from the 30-0 era return. That will be quite exciting.
And they're all my age, so, boy, I'm going to see a lot of walkers probably.
Oh, I don't know about that. I know John Wiggins up in Lima is in very, very good shape.
Oh, I'm sure most of them are in better shape than me.
So that's it from here. So many thanks to our board operator at the radio station. She was a delight. excellent patience and diligence to be with us all night long. For our scoresbroadcast.com audience, for our WMVR 105.5 TAM FM audience, for Chuck McBee alongside Chuck on stats, color, and engineering, I'm Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Loramie, where the Versailles Tigers have thumped the Fort Loramie Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.